Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Gucci beats, Marciano luxury, Louis Vuitton and Tiffany's. Exposed.
Mike Q.
Hold it. Overall, Father Tony Petrucci and Mother Kiki Carson present the first annual Western New York People's Choice Awards Ball. There's no biz like showbiz. Many grants include 250 Butch Queen Face, the extraterrestrial, 500 Open to All Performance, the showstopper, 500 Butch Queen Runway, Junkyard Board, 500 Team Sex Siren, Sports Couple of the Year, 500 Female Figure Face, The Leading Lady, 1,500 Butch Queen Realness with a Twist, Artist of the Century, as well as $1,000 to the house with the most points. The first annual Western New York People's Choice Awards Ball. There's no biz like showbiz. Saturday, April 27th at 8:30 p.m. Location, the Holiday Inn, Buffalo Downtown, 620 Delaware Avenue, Buffalo, New York. Admission, $20. Tables, $100. This ball has been created for the people, by the people. Hosted by Mother and Father WNY, Mother Kiki Carson, and overall Father Tony Petrucci. For any details and information, contact Kiki Carson and Tony Petrucci on Facebook or visit the event page for detailed information. The legendary House of Escada presents Mission Possible House Ball, April 13th. 2013 in Dallas, Texas. Every single category is for cash. Grand prize, runway for $1,000. Mini grands include Butch Queen Legendary Performance for $500. Butch Queen Trilogy, Face, Body, and Realness for $500. Fem Queen Trilogy, Face, Body, and Realness for $500. Sex Siren for $500. Open to All Performance for $500. 60 seconds of fame performance. Sing, dance, or lip sync for $250. This will be an early event, with doors opening at 6 p.m. and LSS starting promptly at 7 p.m., followed by Grand March. Admission to this event is $30. Tables are $100 if purchased by April 1st, $150 afterwards. Pre-admission given to everyone tested, and the house or family with the most members tested receives $1,000. Second place house or family receives $500, sponsored by Abounding Prosperity. The icons, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, will be on the mic. The location, the luxurious Dallas Informant Building, located at 1950 North Stemmons Freeway in Dallas, Texas. Please contact Father Danny Excada for questions, for host hotel info, or for table purchases at 972-370-6473. Or the overall Father Neiman Marcus Excada via Facebook at Marcus Fox. Also, visit the event page on Facebook, Excada Mission Possible House Ball, for detailed information. Erica Kane Mizrahi presents Definition of a Diva for Hollywood. Cash categories include Female Figure Realness for $100, Femme Queen Perfect 10, $150, Open to All Runway for $250, Open to All Sex Siren, $250, Realness with a Twist, $250 plus a $5 pot, and Grand Prize, Female Figure Performance for $1,200 plus a $10 pot. That's the Definitions of a Diva for Hollywood, hosted by Erica Kane Mizrahi. The location, Hickory House, 2420 South 4th Street, Louisville, Kentucky. $25 before 1 a.m., $30 all night after. Doors open at 12 a.m., LSS at 1 a.m. Tables, $100 in advance, no liquor. $150 with liquor. At the door, $150 with no liquor. Your MCs for the evening are the icon Jack Mizrahi and legendary Kevin Prodigy. For more information and host hotel rates, please visit the event page on Facebook, May 11th, or contact Erica Kane Mizrahi directly. Definitions of a Diva for Hollywood.
I now give to you.
You can take all the pictures you want.
The Controversial.
Was not here as a friend of yours. She's a friend of mine, darling.
Unstoppable.
She won't make money off of my name, darling.
Legendary.
And that's why all the trill beauties didn't come.
Mother Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live back on the air for another installment of the show. This is the number one radio station in ballroom history, where you can definitely get all information ballroom all the time, honey. How are you doing, girls and queens, honey? I'm waiting to see my co-host press one so I can know that they're on the phone line and everything so I can get this madness started, honey. We here to recap whatever happened this weekend, any drama, any shade, any tea, honey. We also here to definitely recap, honey, you know. Whatever happened in the chat room over the weekend, honey, if the girls want to spark it and make it hot, honey, we're definitely live and we're definitely here on the air to definitely, you know, give that, honey. Hold on. I just lost my board. Oh my God. Chill, she doing it. Honey, hold on. Okay, there she go. I don't know where my co-host is at, honey. I guess they all MIA, honey. They all missing in action, honey. I know Rodney's in New York, so I don't know where he's at. I don't know where Mr. Alexis Snow is at. I don't know where Divine is at, honey. I'm just all here, all by myself. I don't know what's going on with the children, honey. But I do have a caller. Hold on. 917-929. You're live on the air.
Yo, Kels, what's up? This is the professor. What's going on?
What's going on?
What's up, you all right?
Mm-hmm. I'm good. I'm just chilling, you know, doing my thing.
Mm-hmm. I was just calling to show some love. What's up, though?
What is that?
I was calling to show some love.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for showing the love. Who's on the phone?
Mother Ebony.
Hey, Mira. How you doing, Mira?
What's the deal?
Nothing much, just chilling. I see you getting all your money's worth out of that passport.
Oh shit, okay.
Baby, you getting every dime out of that passport I see, honey. I love your pics.
I'm trying to go to Bermuda. What's the deal?
I know that's right. Hold on, y'all, hold on. Rodney's here. Hold on.
Everybody put your drinks in the air!
Put your drinks up.
Call them up.
Put your drinks up.
Call them up.
Put your drinks up.
Call them up.
Put your drinks
up. Let's go.
Put your drinks up.
Call them up.
Put your drinks up.
Call them up.
Put your drinks up. Put your fucking drinks
yo,
up.
Get drunk.
Put that bottle up in the sky till it looks like rain when it pours in her eye. My, you're so high. Drunk off the bubbly, you don't know.
Rodney.
What's going on, Kel? What's going on?
Nothing much, just chilling.
I just got in for BBQs. I'm enjoying my evening with, you know, a few of the fams. We're having a good time.
Oh, you didn't call me and tell me you was going to BBQs. I came and met you at BB's.
Yes, I told you I was coming to New York. You know I'm going to BB's.
I knew you was coming to New York, but I didn't know you was going to go to BB's. I came out.
Yes, I went to the New York Association Town Hall meeting, and then a few of us went to BBQ's afterwards.
So, how was the meeting?
It was nice. I was, you know, not being from New York, I didn't want to say too much, I didn't say anything really. I just sat in the back and observed and listened, and they discussed some issues and discussed some of the things that happened over the weekend and things like that, and some new resolutions and different stuff like that. It was cool. It was very a mixture of old school and older school and new school and Kiki Ball representation. It was like.
So what resolution did they come to about this weekend?
6 months, period. Nothing.
Oh,
and I was discussing with them, like, if the, because there was some people from the scene that were there, and I'm like, if you are a commentator and you are a person that's on the ball and you are a person that's into it, how could you not miss someone that's 6'4", 6'5"?
Oh, well, I seen it when I first came through the door. And they gave me the grade of they can't ban me from anything. So, you know, I just went along with it. And then, you know, a lot of people, I can't see the chat room tonight, so I don't know what y'all saying in the chat room. My iMac is in the shop, so I'm working from my iPad mini, so I can't see the chat room. So the girls, a lot of people was coming up to me giving the race, such and such is not, and I was giving the race, baby, listen, honey. And then people was giving the race, well, I don't think it's going to work.
You know, they did feel some kind of way about it because they didn't want it to be looked at as a laughing matter or a joke. That was something that was put into place. And so it's been increased to 6 months now for everyone, and especially because of that situation. And, you know, they're just going to see where it goes with that. But the leaders of the organization were pissed as well to find out, because they were, I talked with James and stuff like that, and he was very, pissed about it, and because he was, enforcing it as well, as far as with his house being the leader of his house, he was in support of New York. So he felt some kind of way about that as well. So it's just, things that's just putting into play, and with the help of everybody in the community and the people, it's trying to go in a positive direction, but of course you're going to have the naysayers, and you're going to have the ones that feel like it's not going to work, so you're going to have that positive eye. But for what I did here in the meeting, I don't know if it's true, I don't want nobody to attack me or read me or whatever this case may be, but they was like, well, Twiggy approved him coming, so if you're in the meeting one week saying you're for it, and then the next week you're saying you approve it, then I don't know. I was just, like I said, I was just sitting in the meeting, listening as far as an outsider or promoter, new promoter, and a leader of the DC scene, just to see, how the format and everything is going for New York as far as with their alliance and town meeting and stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, hold on. We had a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Kelly?
Yes.
I just got a question. What did you think? Well, what were you thinking when Sandy, ripped her wig off and then slipped into the floor like that?
I wasn't thinking anything.
You expect me to believe that you didn't have a reaction to that fall? And then did you see the picture when she was in the corner?
Hold on, one more thing.
And why did they help her out? Like, the way they were helping her out, it was like kind of like that scene from church when you had to help the old lady to the church van.
Carla, I'm not keeping it real.
You said you're 149% real, Kelly. You're supposed to keep
listen,
it real.
Listen, let me
Stop
tell you something. Hold on, okay, let me tell you something. Like, if you see the video, somebody read me on the video and said I covered my face. I covered my face, and I bit my gums out of respect of Sandy from what Sandy has done and accomplished in the ballroom scene, and I did not want to be caught on camera laughing about the situation. I wanted to bust out laughing. I'm going to be 100% honest. I wanted to bust out laughing, but for the respect of Sandy, that's why I turned my face, and I didn't want to see it anymore, so I would not laugh.
I understand.
Okay. And the picture, I don't know. The picture was not a direct picture with the comment about the picture. The picture wasn't a direct picture. It was somebody in all black. It was a bunch of people in there and all black that night. So it wasn't actually a face shot. So we don't know if that really was Sandy laying it at all. I don't doubt, Laura Spears and her work. But we don't know. It wasn't a face shot. So we don't know if that really was Sandy. That could be anybody laying there. It was a bunch of girls in all black.
But when I saw the video,
it was Khadidra? Was it Khadidra?
No, she wasn't there.
When I saw the video, I was looking at it, and then I was like, okay, Sandy doing her thing. And then all of a sudden, exit stage left. I could not hold it in.
That was a horrible fall. And they didn't even get up off the floor. It was horrible. It was just sad.
I was like, oh, my God, my auntie is falling and she can't get up.
It was a lot. But big shout outs to the icon, Sandy Dior, honey. Big shout outs to her. Sandy, definitely, she has her nights. And she was just a little too intoxicated that night. And the Breakfast Club floor is real slippery, and she had on socks. So
I thought y'all was snowed in.
Oh no. I was ready to go from the moment I got there.
Now, let me ask you a question, Kelly. From your
Roddy. Thank you, caller, though. If you got anything else you want to say, just feel free to press 1.
All right.
Okay, go ahead, Rodney.
From your many, many times that we have went to the Breakfast Club together, met up there to go inside, what made you put on a heel and dress and all that stuff to go to
My brother.
Caesar told you to dress up?
My brother. I keep telling everybody, baby, I be over a lot of things and stuff, but so, like, if Jasmine asks me to do something and Caesar asks me to do something, I'll do it. I'll do it for the two of them. And my brother wanted me, you know, and that look, Connie, because I was going to go and, you know, and I had just bought me some new Uptown and this new white sweater I was going to wear with some nice tight jeans, and I was going to wear that. He's like, nah, I don't want you like that. I don't want you in tans. I want you to be dressed up. So I got dressed up for my brother and baby, and I was over it, honey. I was really over it.
But you normally take a set with you. Just
no, I had a set outside in the car, but I just, you know, I was already in it, so it was, you know, it didn't make no sense to go all the way downstairs and change it and come back upstairs. So I just stayed in. I sat in my seat all night, and you know, and I enjoyed the festivities, or the lack thereof, the festivities. Oh. We'll get into all of that. Hold on, we have another caller. The next caller we have is 323-989. You're live on the air.
But if I
can
definitely
hear
my
phone.
Yeah,
but
I'm on the lookout for 3.
232-989, you're live on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry, we just listening.
Thank you for just listening. Okay, the next caller we have is 301-292, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes,
hey.
You're live on the air.
Good afternoon. How are everyone?
Hey, James.
Now, I spoke to you momentarily, but I really couldn't hear you when I was pulling up at home. Now, I'm trying to see, I think Danny wants to get on this radio show or something. So, Kelly, if you have his number, you might get him on whenever you can.
I have nobody numbers in my phone, so Danny's going to have to call in or hit me up on Facebook so I can call, so I can get him on, but I don't have anybody's number. You know, I lost my phone.
All right, I'll let him know. What was supposed to have been said tonight, Rodney, Forrest, at this town hall meeting?
They was wondering how, well, some people who wasn't there at the Kiki Ball, I guess, was wondering if Danny was supposed to have been on the 60-day ban, the initial 60-day ban list. Why was he allowed to go to the Kiki Ball and actually Vogue as well? And then it was told to, on the side, I heard someone say that Twiggy said it was okay for him to come to the ball, who was the person, I guess, that was giving the house ball that night or something like that. I don't know, because I don't know who was in the Kiki house and stuff like that. But
it was Twiggy's house ball, House of Poochie house ball.
Allowed him to go there. But then I was like, well, why would they be at a town hall meeting saying they agree with the band and different stuff like that, but then when they get to the ball, allow them to come in and do it if you say you're in, you know, saying going to coincide with the ballroom thing. So I was just listening in the moment, so I didn't know it. But then I also heard again in the meeting that they said Danny was a 007 and he didn't want the House of Cards to be responsible for his actions, and he's going to go and do what he wants to do. So this is all the stuff, like I'm saying, everything is hearsay, but what I'm hearing from different people on the sideline and stuff like that as the meeting was going on, that he was not a card anymore, and he was a 007, and that he didn't want the House of Cards to take any bad vibes or any bad rep for anything that was going on at the meeting or with him going to the ball anyway.
Kelly, he said he just hit your ball Facebook.
I know. I got it. Hold on. Y'all got to be with me. I'm moving slow. I'm on an iPad mini. Desktop this week.
He's going to explain to you what he means by that, but this is my – and let me ask you this. What was supposed to have been – the resolution, because I heard it went from 60 days to 6 months. So what do they mean by that?
That he's been, with the initial thing was supposed to be 6 days for all four people, you know, just the starting phase of it. But because he really disrespected the New York scene by trying to start something, whatever, that his has been moved to 6 months, and that every, you know, now, and from this point on, when anybody gets banned or gets whatever from the ball, that it would be a 6 month ban from them, period, in New York.
Well, that's not going to happen. And let me tell you why it's not. And first of all, I was off 100% because right is right. I don't give a fuck if you're in my house or not. I'm going to treat everybody the same. But the reason I'm saying now that it's not right is if Twiggy and whoever else had that ball called this man and told this man to come on in to vote.
Hello.
From what I heard, Jack had said to him about him, you know you're not supposed to be in here, whatever, whatever, whatever. But if Twiggin him allowed him to come into that ball or call him and told him to come in, that should be automatic avoided. And it's not fair to the Ebony children. It's not fair to the other child, Popperton. You know what I'm saying? Because they're taking their punishment. They didn't show up. But if these people led Danny on and had Danny to come in there, then, you know, they had the time enough to call the police or get security or whatever they did. But that's not fair. So how do they expect?
Hold on, let Jay finish.
If they got somebody that's having the ball or whoever the promoter of the ball, knowing that this boy not supposed to be in there, why would they even call and lead him on? That's just like entrapment.
I agree with you on that. That's why I was just listening because I spoke with Eric on the side. I was like, well, why if the people in the TEC said he was with it, why would they allow him to say you can't come? Because they did say that Twiggy gave him approval to come to the ball.
It's entrapment. That just
was Twiggy at the meeting tonight?
No.
Oh.
Hello.
Go ahead,
yeah.
Danny.
I just want to start by saying, a lot of people in this scene keep saying the Kiki scene. What I understand is, how is this just like this Ben going along with the Kiki scene when this ain't that, and y'all calling the cons when the cons ain't got nothing to do with the Kiki scene? Like, I don't understand. I'm a Juicy Couture. That is nothing to do with the cons. Well, I'm not understanding that.
Because apparently the New York scene with Kiki scene, houses, balls, clubs, everybody is supposed to be banding together. So whether they're still in the mainstream, your leaders, I guess, your true leaders that can enforce stuff and actually have relevance.
First, third of all, if you're a human being, nobody can enforce you to do nothing that you don't want to do. Period. Y'all don't understand that. Like, I'm grown. I'm a man. Like, y'all think y'all could tell somebody to do something and they just got to follow and do it. It don't go that way in this world. Like, people do what they want to do at the end of the day, and there'll probably be consequences. That's how people get locked up. That's how people go to jail. But people do what they want to do.
But you're saying it like that, Danny. But when people start, I'm not picking up or defending anything that you've done. But in the scene, because of the ballroom scene, which is the subculture that we're in, people who didn't have that natural habitat or that leaders, their real parents or stuff like that, that's what them too. The Kiki scene brought them to the ballroom scene so they can have a family structure or a family environment. So they feel like if they have parents, it's someone to listen to. So if you left your real house and your mother continued to do, and you came to the scene because you were looking for that guidance and stuff, and now you're saying now, like, nobody can tell you what to do, period. So what was the purpose of you feeling like you needed a guidance or you being a leader yourself to instill that into someone?
You know what? It gave me mad a little because I take care of all my kids in the Kiki scene. I never had a fight in the Kiki scene. As long as I've been walking balls, I never had a fight in a ball, period. I sat there at that rumble and sat there and stopped somebody from getting jumped and ended up getting into a fight, stopping people from getting jumped. So with that being said, like, how, y'all don't understand. Like, I don't sit there and go pick on people. I don't sit there and intimidate people. I'm a regular person. Everybody that know me, I Mac. I go to boys and I Mac with my friends. I Mac. And I sit there and I do what I do. So I don't understand why y'all can sit there and pinpoint a person and just say, oh, y'all can't go to a boy for this reason. Y'all don't even know the situation, what happened. Instead of sitting down and talking to all the people, y'all just say they been. I don't get this either. Nobody hit nobody up. Nobody do none of that, but they been. Like, what's going on? Be a leader. Y'all going to lead the right way.
So let me ask you a question. I mean, like I said, I live in D.C., so I don't have any say in what New York does or New York governing powers. I live in D.C. James live in D.C., so we govern our city accordingly to our standards. We do what we do in our city, and everybody follows along. But if you felt like you were wrongfully accused or things like that, why didn't you come to the meeting, the town hall meeting?
I didn't know when the meeting was. I asked everybody, when's the meeting? I asked them. I hit Jack up. Jack was supposed to call me. Jack never hit me back. This is the stuff I'm going on. Y'all don't know the stuff on the inside. Everybody just hearing stuff on the outside. It's two parts to every story.
Okay. You're right. That's why I'm asking. That's why we're here. We got you on the phone.
I did my part. On my part, on my end, I hit the people up that I was supposed to. Hit me back. Told them to call me. Luna tried to hit me up. I told Luna, no, because she's a con. Don't hit me up. Because I don't want nothing to do with it being a con thing. I don't want nobody to think they take a charge. I want to speak to Jack, just like that.
But if
I hit Jack up.
Yes,
I hit Jack up. Huh?
Yes, go ahead.
I hit Jack up, and Jack said, okay, I'm going to call you. Never calls me. I'm going to hit you back. Never hits
Andy.
Me back, but hits me back again about a documentary or something.
Andy, let me explain to you. I understand, and I see where you're going with this now. And see, you got the Kiki scene and the main ballroom scene mixed up. Because you belong to a house in the main ballroom scene and you have overall leadership in the main ballroom scene, that Kiki doesn't mean anything. Because at the end of the day, when you come from under the underground, out of the Kiki, you're going to come up into the real world through the real ballroom scene. That's
I started walking. This is how I came. I walked in Kiki scene. That's where they got me from, the Kiki balls.
Tony Malone asked a question, and he said, why didn't you come to the meeting tonight?
I didn't know it was a meeting tonight.
It was announced at the Kiki Bar.
Oh, I wasn't paying no attention. My fault. I'm sorry. Everybody, Kelly, you know me when I'm at the balls. What am I doing? Right. I'm not into all of that.
So let me ask you a quick question, Danny. How did it go? How did that go? Because if they called you or you talked to them and they said, well, you can come to the board and stuff like that, and the Kiki scene was supposed to be a part of the alliance or whatever that's transpiring in New York, how did it go with you and Twiggy? What house is that? What's Kiki
all out? The Kiki people hit me up, like not hit me up, but Twiggy, not hit me up, literally. I was speaking to them. I was laying my little messages on Facebook. Like I was saying, I'm coming to the ball. I said, nobody can't tell me. I hit my piece up like this. Nobody can't tell me not to come to this ball because it did not happen at a Kiki ball. I kept screaming. It was a con thing. So keep it as a con thing. I am a Juicy Couture. I'm Godfather Juicy. I've been a Juicy. I said, nobody cannot tell me I can't get in this ball. I said, if y'all have a problem with that, have the police at the front door. I said, or something, and tell me I can't get in. I said, but once I get there, then that's when we discuss this. I said, since none of y'all want to hit me up and tell me nothing, that's how we're going to deal with it at the ball, since y'all want to play kitty games like that. So once I got to the ball, I saw Twiggy. I made a kid with her because that's my homegirl. I was like, yo, I'm not going to even do all that because y'all know I don't even give all that. I was just talking shit. But at the end of the day, I was like, can I sneak in or whatever? Is it banned or anything? Like, was it really a ban for me? She like, no, you, she like, you know what? Just come in like that. So it was not a big thing. Then when Jack got there, all of a sudden, everybody in the ball is so, oh my God, Jack is here, Danny, don't get up. They put me on the piano and everything. So I'm like, what's going on? Then when Jack gets there, they're like, you can't be on the panel. Jack don't want you this. Jack don't want you. Everything is Jack. I'm like, so Jack is enforcing the rules. Everybody scared of Jack?
No, that's bullshit. Okay? That's bullshit, and I'm going to tell you exactly, okay? Because as soon as I came in there and I was talking to you, and as soon as I walked away from you, all the girls came up to me was like, excuse me, what is Danny doing here? Ain't he supposed to be banned? This ain't going to work. Jack came in there. Me and Jack was up there in that VIP section area. The girls kept coming up to Jack saying the same thing to me. And that's how it went. Okay.
So why nobody saying nothing to me?
Well, I don't know, but I'm telling you exactly how it was going.
This upon everybody going to everybody else. I'm the man. I'm the person you got to talk to.
Oh.
From what I'm hearing as far as with the band listing, Kelly, initially at the first meeting, because I have some people in my room, they are Poochie, they said when it first was handed down or whatever said, they thought it was just for the two initial people, the Poppington and Keyshawn.
The girls know it was all four of them.
Oh, okay.
So the girls knew it was all four of them, because all the girls from the Kiki scene was there at the meeting. Hold on.
This is what I don't understand. See, these bitches...
Hold on, James. Tony Malone, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, James, I didn't forget what you asked me. I didn't make it downtown today. So, but I will. But what you asked me for, I will make sure I get to you in about soon as I get off this call.
Okay, that's cool.
All right. Now, number one, I thought it was two people myself. I thought it was Danny, and I thought it was what's the other one? Jayden. When I was doing the minutes up for last night at 2 o'clock in the morning, I was informed that it was actually four people. Now, I do remember the other two people's names being discussed, but because I don't know who they are, it just never registered in my mind. But I do remember initially it was four people discussed. Number two, the Kiki scene was involved in this from the day one. Nobody came in from ballroom scene and forced the Kiki scene to come into this. It was something that was put together collectively as an alliance. There is no icons. There are no legends. There's none of that. It's just basic leaders who want to see a change. Bottom line is the Kiki scene, except the Kiki scene brought this up, that whatever the main ballroom scene did, they were going to do, and then the agencies came in. So it was a snowball effect. It wasn't the ballroom scene sat there and stuck out their index finger and said, this is what you all are going to do. That's not true. And every single person that was there, was almost 50 people at that first meeting. Every one of them knew who was banned. Not to mention, Danny, you knew you were banned because you got on Facebook and made...
I never said I didn't know I was banned. I said I was going, period.
Let me finish because I listened to your whole
story. My fault.
So, you knew you were banned. I don't care if it's Luna, James, whoever. If you feel that somebody, if you feel you was wrong, you have a right to make a statement. I that's my personal opinion. You have a right to make a statement. You never know that your words may change someone's thoughts or whatever. But it's like going to court and not coming to court per se. You know what I'm saying? There was a fight. It was a brawl. You know, we just had something happen every single ball in every single city. Now it's happened. Now it done came to New York. It almost was a replica of North Carolina. You really think that people really want to be get dressed to have a fear that they might get hit with chairs, bottles, might even lose their lives? That is kind of crazy to me. So my thing is this. You came to a function anyway. Your house member, Luna, said that you all were not supposed you all, that whoever they decided to bear, because James was 100% behind this, and James called me today and said he was 100% behind this unless there was some unfair shit going on, then he wasn't going to be behind this. So my thing is, if you knew you were banned from the door, why would you even come to a Kiki ball?
Because I'm a Juicy Couture, I'm not a Karn.
Okay, but I just told you the Kiki scene is the one.
But I didn't know that at that point. I thought it was separate things.
But you're on the phone blaming the main ballroom scene. That's what you said.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Kiki is the one. Okay, well let me let you know so you know. So you can go to the Kiki girls. And I'm not saying in a negative way because most of the Kiki girls.
Oh, it's not a problem. I take everything as it is. That's what I am. I came out as Kiki. I like the Kiki Bulls more than I like the Red Bulls.
That's fine, but what they should do is be honest and not be scared to speak their mind. The bottom line is they came up with that. They said that they were going to be okay with that they also wanted to ban people from the Kiki balls who start bombs in the main scene and vice versa. That's how this all came down. Everybody got a chance to speak. And matter of fact, to be honest with you, there were more people from the Kiki scene at that meeting, the main ballroom scene, but it's kind of hard to say because a lot of those Kiki scenes are in the main ballroom scene as well. So I guess a lot of them represented two different places. So I just think that people need to be honest when they're explaining stuff. I mean, all they can do is tell you whether you like it or not. That's on you. But they should at least be honest with you, because now you're arguing a point with information that you don't even totally have. And I honestly thought you had all information. Had I known you didn't have all the information, I would have reached out to you. But I didn't know you didn't have all the information. You know what I'm saying? I personally didn't know you didn't have. I don't know who
the same thing I said tonight is the same thing I've been asking everybody.
Oh, see, I don't know who Poppington is. And I don't know who Sincere is. I have no clue who those two people are.
And the whole thing is that they – oh, sorry to cut you off. When the whole thing happened at the ball, they sat there and was taunting the boy. I was sitting there just minding my business. They started jumping him. When they started jumping him, I went to pull Keyshawn off. When I went to pull Keyshawn off, he swung on me. I snuffed him. They broke us up. The fight was over. Like, Dexter got in my face, said something to me. I told him to move for it because it was hard. And that was it. It was no more about it. Like,
can I just ask you one question? And maybe I might be asking the wrong person, but I'm gonna ask you alone because James is on here as well, and I'm sure this has been a question that's on his mind as well. That the first meeting was put together in 2 days. It was like an outcry. It was on every page everywhere. Not one of y'all showed up to that meeting. Not one, not you, not Jaden, not Poppington, not Sincere. None of y'all. None of y'all showed up, not even to just explain yourself. It's understandable that people are going to protect themselves, but if you're not there to present any type of information to show that you were protecting yourself, people have to go with the, hey, it was a fight. So all of them.
I never even thought the band, you know, the problem was with that band talking meeting thing. I was just like, I'm not going. I was like, I don't want to be around nobody. When I get in my mo, I'm a different person from everybody else. When I get in my mo, I just want, like, it's whatever. So I was like, I got to put myself out of that predicament and just stay away from the people for that quick second. And that's how everything went past, because I told them, like, real talk, I'm not, unless they're ready to go to jail this year, I'm not with none of that this year. Like, leave me alone, I'll leave you alone. Just everybody, like, leave me alone. I'm not coming out. I don't come to boys to fight, to have arguments.
Hello?
I don't know if his phone cut out or what, but...
Oh, I'm sorry. My phone went out. Something went out.
I got to
just to what you said, but I'm sorry, James. Go ahead if you were talking. Cause
I need to know is how, I mean, okay, if they allow this boy to come into this ball knowing he wasn't supposed to be there, nobody took the initiative of getting the police, security, whoever the fuck they had there, to put him out. It's not fair to Jaden. It's not fair to Poppington or Sincere that this man showed up at the ball. They allow him to get on the panel or whatever he did. They allow him to walk or whatever he did. That's not fair.
If it
had been me in charge, I am a very, very, Rodney can sit on this phone and tell you, anybody who works for this company I work in, I am a very, very disciplinary person. I don't even care, but fuck, it is what it is. And I'm going to treat all my kids the same. I'm not going to be biased when it comes to them. Yes, I was behind it 100%, but if somebody dropped the ball, then, it's not going to work like that. It's not. That whole band thing of those four individuals, I think it should be voided. They allowed that boy to come in there. They know he wasn't supposed to be in there. None of the other three individuals came in there. So it's not fair that they said they're going to take this up to 6 months. That's not fair.
Right.
To get him out of there. He wasn't supposed to be in there. Those people that's in charge of that Kiki shit, they should have had the balls enough to say, you're not supposed to be here. You know, he going back and forth on Facebook with these messages saying that he's on his way or he coming. They're encouraging him or whatever the case may be. That's not right. That's
right.
You know, my point is, they have to get some motherfucking balls if they ever want to become a real leader of a house one day. That Kiki shit doesn't mean nothing. You know, not to me anyway. The real ballroom scene is the answer. You know, my thing is, they're going to allow that boy to come in there, knowing he wasn't supposed to be in there. You got the people who was at the meeting and know that, you know what really took place and what transpired at the very first meeting. Why would they allow that?
I want to ask a question to Rodney, because, like I said, I didn't get a chance to make it today. I thought I was, but something came up. Rodney, Rodney?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
Okay. Was Twiggy there?
No, he was not.
Oh, okay. Well, see, that's something that has to be that has to be investigated. Because if Twiggy sat there and told you to come, then I 100% agree with what James is saying. That's crazy. How do you? That's very like Mob Wives last night and saying, you know, Miss Thing don't like you. Here come her girlfriend to bring you over there, and you don't think you're going to get attacked? Girl, get real. You know what I'm saying? It's very, it's a setup. It's a straight setup as far as I'm concerned. Then to add insult to injury, didn't you just say you was on the panel as well? That's insult to injury to what's going on. And Twiggy, if I'm not mistaken, was at the first meeting, so she knew what was going on. So that's something that has to be investigated. But this is the thing. People do things and then don't come to these meetings. I guess they feel like they're going to be attacked verbally, but that's not what that alliance is all about. It's really not about all of that. It's not about yelling and screaming and acting like ignorant jackasses. They really would have listened, but I do agree with you, James. If he was told he could come, if he was told, he said, I'm coming, and then, you know, nobody said no. They said, come on, or don't worry about it, or we're not sure, and all that. didn't know it wasn't his fault, not in the least little bit.
That's my point. They were sure because they were at the first meet, so they knew he was banned. Whether or not he wanted to play the 50 and act like he didn't know, but all the time he did know, he tried his hands and it worked. They allowed him to get in. If Twiggy, whoever else he spoke to on Facebook or via cell phone, however they made contact with one another, if they knew that boy was on his way, they had plenty enough time to set shop up to have him at the door. They're not going to allow him to get in. Twiggy, whoever else he talked to, told him to sneak in or whatever's supposed to transpire. We don't really know what happened because Twiggy, whoever else he talked to now on the phone to verify what he's saying. But for them to allow him to get in, they had the time enough to stop him. Then they wanted him in there. So, therefore, it's not fair to the other three individuals who standing out dealing with their punishment versus having one that just they just don't allow to go in there. So I don't agree with that. And my thing is, Danny knew, you know, and we had spoke upon it on our house group in reference to the ban list. When Luna first left that first meeting, she texted me and told me what happened. I said I'm okay with that. I'm cool with that. You know, and I explained that to him. But when I heard that he was at the Kiki function, walked and everything else, I was like, well, how is that? I thought he was banned. You know, even because see, Danny was unsure until we explained to him tonight. He said there's two different ballroom scenes that the major ballroom scene does not have any. He understands he's banned from that, but he's assuming that he's okay to go to the Kiki scene. That's where he started at. So whoever in charge of the Kiki scene, they didn't take the initiative out to explain that to him. That's why I said this shit doesn't even count because they knew from being at the first meeting that they should explain to that boy that he could not come and he was banned, and all of them are pulling together as one. Whether the Kiki scene and the main ballroom scene is one scene when it comes down to disciplinary action taken against people for whatever it is.
Because when you called me, I didn't know. I told you, I said, I didn't know. I didn't go to
the gave you the other two names of the people because you did thought that it was only two people. I said, no, it's four.
Yeah, I thought it was only two. I didn't find out until 2 o'clock in the morning that it was four people. I mean, no, I didn't find out until someone had texted me back with all the names. I couldn't remember Danny's name. I didn't remember he was even on it. I knew Jayden for sure, and I knew it was somebody in your house, and I had to call them. Like I told you what happened. I did get the two names, but I didn't get the four names until this morning, which I will update on last month's minutes. But basically, again, I think that we should speak with Jack, and I think it was Jack and Eric basically helm the meetings. They don't control them, but they helm the meetings and see if we can readdress this. Because the next meeting is May 6th. So readdress this and find and have Twiggy there, because that is totally would be unfair to you, Danny. But at the same time, Danny, every time there's a decision handed down, you as a leader should know this. When you hand down a decision, they're not always popular. So to just buck up and I'm going to just buck and do what the hell I want to do, when I want to do it, how I want to do it, that's not going to always work in your favor in life. Take it from people who know, who tried to buck up at the system and had to learn the hard way. I'm just telling you. You're going to have to take what I'm saying, but I'm going to tell you. So it is what it is. But, James, I'm going to give you that information. Kelly, you can put me back on hold or whatever.
Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got Twiggy's number. Let's try to get Twiggy on the line. Hold on. Okay. Hold on, y'all. So y'all got to be with me, okay?
Reached the print voice mailbox of 3473.
Well, who is Will? Who is the son named Will? Kelly, you got whoever Will number name is? I mean, number. Because he was.
I don't have Ill Will's number.
Oh, he's a Poochie too.
Yeah,
well,
he's
whoever the Poochie, whatever the fuck they are. He was another one who had told the boy to come, or was okay with him coming.
Oh, so Will, they said Will and Twiggy said
yeah.
It was okay for him to come.
Well, I don't have Will's number. I got Twiggy's number. To answer her phone.
That's odd because Will and Twiggy was at the first. Like I said, I think this should be readdressed on May. Whatever the good thing is, May 6th it is. I think it should be readdressed on May 6th because I don't think there's gonna be a ball before that. Oh yeah, it'll be the Capitol Awards ball, but that's in Virginia. That's not in New York. No.
Well, if we get
DC.
Yeah. Well, if we get them on the line, honey, we will definitely bring y'all back if you know, we get them on the line, honey. But I don't know, honey.
About that. If the Kiki Coalition, which apparently that's what happened, the Kiki Coalition agreed to let him in, I'm hearing that it was a little bit of Courtney Juicy Couture and Will Poochie that did, you know, allow him to get into the ball. You know, it's coming through my email now. That I don't know, you know, I don't know what houses and stuff. So I'm just going by the information I'm receiving that the Juicy Couture and the Poochies worked out something and saying that you can come into the ball. And if that is the case, then it needs to be spoke upon as far as that and not him being punished for something that this Kiki
so
did, was so adamant about it.
Right, because they're the ones who brought this. They're the ones who brought they will act as leaders. Okay, let's break this down, because ain't no queen gonna play on my intelligence.
And I'm hearing also that there was a picture. Actually, there was a picture of Danny at the door that Swiggy provided, and they took it down. And
right, because Yo-Yo was the one collecting the money at the door, so I know damn well he would have stopped Danny. I'm not no fool. He would definitely had stopped everybody from coming in, and if it would have been a problem, he would have went and got them. But here's a situation I have a problem situation with. You send your leaders. Go ahead.
And if they're, you know, if they're part of Danny being able to come in, then, you know, then more.
Then why don't you inform people? If you're not doing, this is my whole thing in life. If you're not doing nothing sneaky, then tell other people. It's nothing that we could have done about it. They want to let them in, that's fine. Jack still doesn't have to let them in there in his or her function, and anybody else having a function in New York doesn't have to let those four people in their function. That's fine.
Right.
But don't sit around and want something to be done, and then when it's not done, you're blaming, you're pointing fingers at the older girls or the main ballroom scene when it ain't got no damn thing to do with the main ballroom scene. We all thought we was on one accord. Then you come to a meeting tonight. Clearly must have been those leaders weren't there at this meeting because they knew
right.
They
did
something
who,
fucked up.
None of those people sent me their names were there tonight. I just happened to stumble in there, hearing about it when I got to New York, and I went and I talked to James and BJ a little bit earlier, and I was trying to tell them a little bit about the meeting and stuff. And I
well, Ronnie, you're an intelligent person. You're figuring out the bullshit. Okay, and anybody else who's listening is figuring out the bullshit. So my whole point is, if you're not working together for the same thing, then just drop off. It's not a big deal, you know what I'm saying? But let it be known that you are not you'll say one thing one day and do something else another day. As James said, if you don't have no balls, then just don't have no balls. Period. You know what I'm saying? So I'm lost at this. So don't when you get on here and start talking about coalitions that's trying to do something. Or main ballroom scene is trying, may not have been successful, but at least trying to give it that old college try to do something. But you're at the same time, you're inside, and you're like a virus inside. Then what's the purpose? What is your purpose?
That's my point. I mean, if I'm a part of something, you know, and if you say we're gonna do it this way, I don't give a fuck if you my house, whoever house, the rules apply, and. You know, for those kids in the house, Ebony, and for the other child that's in my house, Poppleton, they're sitting back taking their punishment. But you got someone that know they're not supposed to be somewhere, but you lead them on. And then now I'm really, really gagging that the picture down. If a picture was provided, but if
door, and they took the picture down, so they knew they was going to allow him to come in there. So it's like it was a premeditated setup thing, because he told them before he left he was coming. They had plenty of time to put the picture up, stop whoever at the door, whoever worked the door. They took the picture down, so they knew what they was doing. And for those individuals to be a part of the first meeting that they had and knew what was going on and knew the individuals who was banned, for them to allow this boy to get in there, I don't personally think that the Kiki scene should be even a part of this ban list, because they're not taking it seriously. Or maybe they can get some leaders of the Kiki scene with some motherfucking balls with hair on them, preferably.
I didn't mean to laugh, but it was kind of funny. But, yeah, I totally 100% agree with you, because I know for a fact when they put the motion on the floor, there was not one hand that said no. And Kelly was there, so she knows I'm not lying.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody definitely did agree, honey, so. Oh, hold on, y'all. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air.
I got a question. Well, I got two questions. First question is, Danny clearly said, and he posted on Facebook, I don't give a fuck about no ban list. I'm coming. If y'all don't want me there, just stop it at the door. So he basically saying he don't give a fuck if he's going to be banned or not, right?
Yeah, but he also said that he would, and I'm not protecting anybody. I just want to clear one thing up. He also said, you know, I just be talking shit sometimes. That's what he said. And you also heard that he called these people before he came. So that's why they should have been the ones to tell him, oh, no, no, sweetheart, you cannot come. And not to mention, right, it was by my neighborhood. The 32nd Precinct, do not play with the girls. They will pick your motherfucking ass right on up, and it's half a block away. So trust me, if they would have called the police, he wouldn't have had no time to even get back to either train station.
And that's
okay, then I have another question. I wanted to know, why didn't Ashley change her clothes after leaving from the set of the Jeffreystown I'm a Survivor reject, video reject? Why she change her clothes after she had on that romper?
What's she talking about? Who's Ashley? You talking about Ashley Icon?
Reloaded.
Oh, I don't know. I don't get into that, y'all. Kelly?
Yes?
That question was posed to you.
Kelly! Kelly!
What?
Carla, thank you
for
calling.
That lady case.
My grandmother, God rest her soul, for 9 years told me, if you ain't got nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all. So I'm going to keep my opinions to myself.
I love Ashley.
All right, well, put me back on hold, Cal.
Okay. The next caller we have is another private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hi, what's up, Kelly?
Hi.
Hello to you and your guests. My question is,
I'm not a guest, sir. I'm on the show every week. I'm not a guest.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm new to the show, so excuse my ignorance.
My name
is Rodney. The question that I have is, if Danny was allowed, as clearly, just based on the evidence that we heard tonight, if he was allowed to participate in the ball and was allowed to sit on the panel, then I believe that Poppington and the other three individuals should be allowed, the ban should be lifted.
Thank you.
Simply because of, clearly this was a setup, and I think it's unfair for Poppington and the rest to sit and take their punishment while Danny is allowed to run free. So that's my opinion on it.
Well, I think we all agree with you, and I think this conversation was definitely something that needed to be had, and I will definitely speak to Jack tomorrow as well as Eric, because I don't think this is information that they had. You got to realize that none of these people, first of all, the original four involved in the altercation didn't come to the first meeting, and this meeting the four didn't come to this meeting. Rodney, this four didn't come to this meeting, and then the people who helped to set him up didn't come to this meeting. So therefore, the information wasn't there. All they could assume was that they have to go by how he was reacting on Facebook, that he didn't give a fuck, and that he was going to come anyway. But clearly we've gotten information that tells us something different now, so it has to be readdressed. So, yeah, we do 100% agree with what you're saying, but everything has to be done in some kind of step. This doesn't take one person just wave a wand and say this is how it's going to be done, not when you're dealing with a group of people.
Well, also, you cannot dismiss the fact that his comments clearly stated that he was defiant in terms of what he was going to do, and he could care less about the band. Now, I know somebody on the show made an excuse and said, well, that's Danny being Danny. Nonetheless, the evidence speaks for itself. He was very defiant on Facebook. He said he was going. He did get in for whatever reason. And, again, it goes back to my initial statement that Poppington and the other three young men who sat and dealt with their punishment should be allowed back into the ballroom scene.
Can I ask you a question too? It was also stated that before he left, even though I did just say that was one of the reasons why they made the decision that they made tonight. I wasn't there, I'm assuming, but mm-hmm. I will say this much, that he also called them before he left Brooklyn. He called those leaders and they told him to come on. So therefore, if you're going to do something defiantly, you don't. If I'm gonna be honest, when I was doing shit I had no business doing, I didn't call and say, "Ooh, can I do that? You think I'm gonna get away with it?" No, you just did it. You don't call nobody.
In terms of did he call or not? That needs to be addressed.
I believe he called. I believe him.
Well, that needs to be addressed at the next meeting with him and the individuals he claims that he called, so that can be addressed directly. So
and
right this point in time, we're only going by hearsay, but I plan on being at the meeting because someone needs to speak up for these three young men who obeyed the rules, and I will be there to speak up for their behalf.
Well, James spoke up for them, and I think everybody on this phone is in 100% agreement to what he says. But like I said, I'm trying to explain to you. Is that
no, you have to explain. I understand you and I are saying the exact same thing. I just want to make sure that it's in that we both are, you know, we're on the same page. But I want
those
who are listening to know that there will be someone there along with others in the community, gay and lesbian community, that's going to speak up for those three men, young men who obeyed the rules and to blast Danny who defied the rules according to the evidence and his own tone. So I'll leave it at that. I enjoyed the show. Thank you, Kelly. You're doing a wonderful job.
Thank you. Hold on. We have another caller. The next caller is 832-574. You're live on the air. 832-574. You're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. The next caller we have is 347-314. You're live on the air.
Hello, everyone.
Hey. How's everyone
doing?
We're doing fine. Yourself?
I'm fine. What did I miss?
What?
Yeah, they're gone.
You're crazy, Kelly.
We don't recap.
It's archives.
Honey, okay, then that's 443-691, you're live on the air.
Hey, Kel, what's up?
What's going on?
Nothing. I'm listening to the show. I'm new to the show. This is my first time calling in, but I think that I don't think the other guys, the three guys who took their punishment, I don't think that they should be taken off the ban list. I think that they should serve the regular 60 days, and since Danny knew that he was banned, how about he get the 6 months and we let the other guys get the 60 days that was, you know, when the ban list first went in place. I think that makes sense. I mean, because Danny need to be the 6 month period because you need to make an example out of anyone who tried to avoid the ban list. So don't, you know, he clearly stated that he was coming and he didn't give a F and no one was going to stop him. So he need the 6 months and the other guys need the 60 days.
Well, I have a question.
I agree with them finishing out the 60 days.
I'm not here to defend anybody, but Jaden said the same thing, and he didn't show up at the ball.
But Jada, but all
right, but
doing,
I mean,
but
I think
no, we got that. But what I'm trying to say is this: this is what I think people are missing the point, and I hope that it's not a personal issue in no shape, form, or fashion. Like, if this what is said is true, and of course it will be, and we have a month to investigate this before the next meeting. Danny said that he made a phone call.
Thank you. I'll agree with this.
Before he left, if they told him that he can come, what the hell was he supposed to do?
Yeah, and not only that, I agree with the caller saying it should be. I mean, maybe it should be elevated to the 6 month. But it, those people that consider themselves as leaders and the promoters of that Kiki scene for that particular ball that night, something need to be done with them too, especially them not making themselves available for this conversation tonight on this radio show, because Kelly has attempted to call and was unsuccessful, like we thought it probably would be, because they know they have some explaining to do. But I think if you are leader,
and I just hit Ill Will up on Facebook trying to get him on the show, and I haven't got no response back.
They're probably not gonna respond back, but for them to be leaders, all of them was wrong. Danny was wrong for coming. Showing up, but they allowed that man to get in where it could have been avoided. Any of us have a function, we say you're not coming in, you ain't coming in. If we got to get the police there, you know, to stop you at the door, whatever the case may be, but you're not going to come in. But for them individuals to allow him and knew he was on his way, had the picture up, took the picture down, that's poor leadership.
Right, but Danny also knew that he wasn't allowed, so he should have went to the people who initiated the ban list instead of going to the people who was running in Kiki Bar. I think Jack was the one who initiated
it.
No,
it wasn't Jack. The people
that are leaders of the Kiki scene are also initiators of this ban list as well. So he went to the right people.
Oh, okay. Okay, I understand now. But
yeah.
I think he should serve the 6 months because he knew if they was taking pictures down and he knew he was sneaking in and making Facebook posts about I'm coming anyway, he needs to be making an example out of.
I think he also needs to go into play, just miss my opinion, I won't give my opinion. The people that allowed him in, the House of Poochie or the House of Juice Couture, whatever, those leaders, they should take some type of ramifications and punishment for their action as far as not counting for the other year or something of that nature, too. If we're doing punishments for everything, those people should answer to why did they do it, and knowing that we was all trying to do something together collectively as a unit, and other cities was actually going along with what New York was trying to do because we was liking it, then those Kiki houses have to take the punishment as well.
Yeah,
I agree.
And that will be brought up because this is crazy. This is really crazy. These people voted for this. And like I said, Rodney, you weren't there. And James, no, you weren't there. But you all had a bunch of your House representatives, I'm sure, gave you the information. And also Kelly was there. And it was not one hand that said no. And they were the ones who initiated that they were going to they were going to put a ban list on their scene as well. So I'm lost that. From what I'm hearing, I'm like in total shock. I had no clue this was going on.
Thank you, caller. The next caller we have is 347-492. You're live on the air.
Hello, Kelly. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
My question is, you know, it seems like you guys are just really, you know, kind of being a little extreme when it comes to, like, Danny getting into the Kiki ball or whatever the case is. So then my question is, what will happen if an icon, you know, gets into a fight or just causes confusion or whatever the case is? Because I definitely have one in mind that I think should be on the ban list. If you want to talk about putting people on the ban list.
If New York just establishes ban list, I'm sure if an icon in New York gets into it and New York is the one that just establishes and actually put it into fruition, then if an icon gets into it as well, I'm sure the icon will be held accountable for their actions.
You guys can say that right now, but I think that you guys all stick together And, you know, you'll probably be a little bit more lenient with an icon than...
Well, you know, this hasn't happened yet, so we can't speak on what hasn't happened because we are not, you know, fortune tellers. We are not, you know, we don't have ESP. We can't go off that. We have to go by when it happens, sir.
You have to go by when it happens. Okay, so you're saying that this just happened in New York City?
New York has been the one that implemented the banned list. That's what I'm saying. So other cities, when it happened, it talked about it and stuff like that, but New York actually implemented something, actually put it into work. So if an icon in New York in the future gets into it, then the icon will have to be held accountable. But until it happens, we can't say what's going to happen because obviously if some of the icons and some of the legends are there and some of the new leaders as well, legend statements and stars, are all on the same page, then you start the naysayers and the people that always give the negative aspect of something will just let it work and let's see what's going to happen. Then we can all move collectively together to get a positive outcome.
I want to clear something up for historical fact. The first city to actually do a ban list, and Rodney, I just want to, just for historical nature, not to dispute you, was actually, from my knowledge, was Philadelphia. When they banned a legend, as a matter of fact.
Right.
So,
Fates.
Yeah, say they banned Fates for 6 months. I mean, they were serious about that. So, it has been done.
It will be it will be done. But when it comes to icon, someone who has paved the way for a lot of people, you guys are not going to have the same.
So it's not legends no
same
more.
Story. It's not going to be the same thing. I'm sure it won't be.
Okay.
I'm so positive. Because Tony Revlon is a prime example. You know, what do you guys plan on doing with him?
We're talking about
New
York.
Tony does not live in New York. Tony does not live in New York or Philadelphia. So you're dealing with Philadelphia Bandless Alliance. You're dealing with New York Bandless Alliance on this phone right now. So you're speaking on something that has no relevancy. Well, it does because it's ballroom scene. I'm going to say that. But we're speaking of what initiating in New York and Philadelphia.
So if you're going to say that, so if there's a ball that, so say there's a ball that's coming up in New York, will he be allowed to come to it then? You know, I mean,
Tony, what have Tony done since this ban list in New York just recently enforced? What have Tony done in New York for it to be considered to be banned from anything coming up?
But it doesn't matter what he.
It does matter because this is a whole new.
No, yes, it does. Because it don't matter what he did in New York. That's irrelevant right there.
This is what I'm saying.
It's what he's done. Period.
Okay, but each city is doing their own thing, but they're all sticking together on the rules and regulations that they're trying to set forth. So now New York is putting their foot down and ban list together, and they're serious about it. So if you're saying, if Tony comes to a ball in New York and he does something out of the ordinary or does something to interrupt the ball, whether an argument or however they, you know, putting this on paper or a fight, then Tony will be dealt with accordingly. But anything that's in the past, from basically what I'm getting from what they're saying, it doesn't have anything to do with it. If North Carolina want to start the ban list on what took place down there in North Carolina and put him on it, then that's what they need to do.
Okay.
I got a response.
Yes, please, Kelly.
I got a response. I'm not talking about that. Okay. I got a response. I'm not touching that topic. I got a response from my son, and I told him. I texted him. Ill Bill Pucci.
Okay.
That's right.
My grandson. Go ahead.
Okay, and he said. I said. Danny said that y'all allowed him to come to the ball. Ill Will responded back. Danny told him that Luna told him that he wasn't banned. Then I gave the very, well, I want you to come on the show. He said he does not want to come on the show. I said, well, the girls is blaming you and Twiggy for letting him in the ball. And Will responded, well, if they need somebody to blame me. I let him in the ball. I had a ball to run.
Then that bitch don't have no right to even have a ball. If she making a statement like that, saying she had a ball to run.
And that if these people are saying that these people are banned, and if you can't get the crowd in your ball, you expect it because everybody stick together as far as the ban list, and that's the only way to enforce the ban list is everybody stick together. And if you say that an individual is banned and you still allow them in, then that individual does not need to be hosting any more balls.
He
that's just the bottom line, and that's what I thought had happened.
He didn't want any altercations. He just wanted the ball to run smooth.
Well, it ain't such thing. No
altercations if he play outside.
The police is right there, so I'm not understanding what they mean by they didn't want any altercations. The police is right there. Tony just said earlier that the police is right there, and they don't be having it. So what altercation? Whoever this child is need to get some fucking balls and just simply say, I let him in. And basically, that's what he said. So he got to stop the bullshit about saying that he didn't want no altercation. Because Danny ain't gonna shut no ball down, not by himself, because they tell him he got to get out. If you call the police, what the police going to do? They're going to put his ass out, tell him get the fuck off the premises, walk down the street, do something. What, he going to come back by himself and close the ball down? I mean, come on. I mean, that person, whoever Will is, something need to be done with him.
Yes.
Hello? Are you still there? Did he just hang up?
Yes. I'm still here.
Oh, the caller.
Oh, yeah, the caller's still there.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so are you understanding that? If
no.
Had banned in place and Tony was put on the ban list, and with New York being how the state that they're in right now, trying to make sure that everything goes on, if Tony did come up here, I'm sure that Jack will probably have a talk with him. Tony will have a talk with him since they already incohesive with each other on another type of basis that Tony would say, okay, it's fine. But North Carolina doesn't have a ban or anything in place for anything that happens down there.
But can I just say this? You know what? He shouldn't even have to go through that. You know what I'm saying? Because he's just too mature. He's been in this scene for such a long time. He should, have control, some kind of control, and that's for all people, not just him, just in general. You should have some kind
right.
of control. You should conduct yourself in a certain manner.
Right. The truth of the matter is because people been looking for Kelly to be banned. They're looking for James to be banned. They're looking for me to be banned. But we haven't been doing anything. We go to the balls, we judge. We might chop a couple of people that don't like us. I mean, that they don't like us after we chop them for, them not bringing the category right. So they'll hate us and stuff. And it's, they got icons. So if they get into it, they're not going to be banned. But if we get into something, we'll be having a caliber file on actions as well.
Oh, you are, or Ryan, you become old and bitter.
Right, old and bitter.
Not that their talent is questionable, but you're just old and bitter. Girl. Girl, move.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. Okay, hold on. Thank you, caller. We have another caller. Hey, Miss Clark.
Hi.
Hold
What's
on.
Going on?
973-469. You're live on the air.
I'm just listening. I had an accident. Sorry.
Thank you. Private caller, you're on the air. You're back on the air.
I was on for so long, I swear to God, I forgot that was your ain't saying. I swear to God. Wait, I forgot what I was your ain't saying.
I love her voice.
I know now. So listen, right. So if you said that every city has something different or whatever, so Danny can go rogue in North Carolina, right?
If North Carolina doesn't want this is I'm trying to explain this because I think I do see what the confusion is. This ban list is not national. Every city has a right to have their own ban list. They have to have their own rules, their own regulations of how they're going to do it. New York.
Uh-huh.
Let's just say, for example, your accent gives me very Philly and or Baltimore. So I'm just going to assume. I'm asking where you're from.
Baltimore all day.
Okay. So let's say Baltimore. Let's say Baltimore has an alliance, right? and you put Ubalubala on it, New York is going to hold up to what you all do. Now, Atlanta may not. So the person can, yeah, they can go Vogue and Canon in Atlanta if they want to, because Atlanta says, oh, no, we only dealing with Atlanta. What y'all do somewhere else is your business. But New York is going to be like, okay, if you're banned there, you're banned here. How long you banned there? Okay, that's how long you're going to be banned here. Yeah, we would uphold what Baltimore does. We would. But I can't speak for D.C. I can't. That's something Rodney and James would have to do. I can't speak for,
right.
You know, so, you know, every place is different. You can't be just – that's one of the things that James brought up about the council, and he's on the council. How in the hell can you all on the council tell everybody else what to do? That's crazy. And I totally wanted to agree with him, and we came up with, okay, well, every city do their own ban list. The only city I've ever noticed to have a real ban list was Philly. That's it. So now New York is trying it, and then we got people inside our helm not doing what they raised their hands and promised they were going to do.
All right, I definitely understand now. Thank you, Tony.
No problem, sweetheart.
Okay, thank you, Carla. Ms. Clark?
Yes.
You there?
Yes, I'm here. What's going on, niece? What's going on? Hey, Uncle, how you doing?
Okay, we don't been on this ban list shit, honey. We gonna they're gonna have to get to the bottom of this, honey, baby, and everything. Just shit, honey. But let's get to First Fridays, okay?
Take it away, Kelly.
Huh?
Take it away.
Yes, we gotta get to First Friday. How those girls came out there for that $1,000, honey, okay? And motherfucker desecrated the motherfucking legacy of Stacey, Miss Thing. It was a mass mistake, okay? Bitch, these girls need everybody in all these different houses, honey. We got about four different leaders on here on the phone, honey. Baby, we need to get back to what a production really is, bitch. From the Mark Ballroom to the YWCA on 3rd and Atlantic to the YWCA on Broad Street in Philadelphia, we really need to get back to what productions are, because these Broadway musicals and these pictures that girls is just bringing out and calling it a production and doing a two-step number, Miss Thing, it's fucking horrible, Miss Thing. It was a mess, Miss Thing.
What was the category, girl? I have no clue what you're talking about.
It was $1,000 sex siren in the name of legendary Stacey Blahnik, honey.
Okay.
Yes, some of the girls was actually sexy, Miss Thing, but when you talk about a production, it was horrible. And some people was reading, and they was very upset because they said, this is what the comments, some comments that I get outside, you know, a lot of girls don't want to get on tape. They gave the only reason Alvernian kept going on with the category after the whole altercation and the slight little fight that was about to happen, because it wasn't his $1,000. If it was his $1,000, it would have been shut down and all the girls would have been put out. That's the only reason why he continued on with the category three times after the three altercations. That's what the girls was given. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just saying what the girls was given, honey. But anyway, grand prize went to Sexy Lexi. She definitely came out there and shook up the building when it was time to battle. It was a whole big altercation with Man and Tatiana existence, baby. And then Tatiana pushed Lisa, honey. It was crazy. And then Tatiana got into it with legendary Jason Prodigy, and she looked like she wanted to jump on Jason. It was crazy and carrying on. And then Rocky came out, honey, and Rocky was reading the girls. It was ready to attack. It was a lot going on, honey, at First Friday, honey. I was gagging, honey. But, you know, it was what it was. It was another First Friday function. It was very hot. It wasn't that many girls in the building. You know the normal numbers for a First Friday. But the girls came out. And then Ashley was chopping the girl. Smith said, first how it happened was the first person that got chopped was Tati, overall mother Tatiana Existence. She got chopped by Ronnie Prodigy because Ronnie gave the category a sex siren and she wasn't sexy. And so then China gave the very no. She overturned his chop. And from that point on, it was just like total mayhem from that point on once China overturned Ronnie's vote. Bitch, the girls was just getting let through and everything. Then China I forgot her name. Oh, my God. The Mizrahi, I forgot her name. Fuck a bitch. India Mizrahi came out for the category with a bunch of the Mizrahi sex siren boys on the shoulder. They almost dropped her. Ashley chopped her mistake. She was in Ashley's face mistake, like she wanted to attack Ashley. Her little girlfriend on the sideline from the House of Ebony mistake was about to, she was about to do what, Miss Ashley, honey. Miss Ashley got up and she stood up for the rest of the night mistake. And, you know, she said she had to watch her back mistake because the girls wanted to get her. What else happened? And, grand prize went to Devo Icon for the performance for the $280. Him and the Icons won that for the Vogue Femme versus Twisters versus Sisters. They won that. Grand prize went to Brie. I don't know what house Brie is for Legendary Realness. She won that for Legendary Realness. But it was basically what the fuck? Oh, my God.
What house Brie is?
Uh-huh.
Etro.
Etro,
okay.
Etro, well, Legendary Realness. But it was basically the Lavens and the Existence that was walking everything and winning everything. So big shout-out to both of those houses. They was definitely, you know, dominating the categories that night in Philadelphia, honey. And then, you know, everybody, oh, you know, all these girls keep hitting me up, Miss Thing, and, you know, and did Sandy slip and fall. And, you know, because the girls keep hitting me up, Miss Thing. I didn't want to talk about it, but, you know, the girls keep inboxing me, Miss Thing, you know. But, and then, you know, and that was it. And then, you know, and then the girls in their bad wigs. Why do y'all keep tackling?
So, Kelly, why didn't you want Legendary Realness in Philly?
Oh, I didn't want Legendary Realness because I didn't want the girls to chop me, okay? And so I didn't want the girls to chop me. And so now I was speaking with somebody, and they were speaking with Ashley, and they told me the reason she chopped me is because it's not that I'm not real, but I'm Legendary Butch Queen Up in Drag's Realness. I'm not Legendary Femme Queen Realness. So now we breaking the categories down to what people is legendary, what they was deemed legendary for. So then I guess there's a lot of girls out here that's walking a lot of legendary categories that they need to be chopped for, because there's a lot of girls that was decreeing Butch Queen and Drag's face, but they walk Legendary Femme Queen face and they legendary for that. So are we going to be chopping these girls because they're not Legendary Femme Queen face, but they Legendary Drag's face?
I know there's some shade in there, but I just don't know who you're talking about.
Huh?
I know there's some shade in there. I just don't know who.
I'm just saying there's no shade towards anybody, but it's a lot of girls that was walking these categories as Butch Queen and Drags, and they became legend, and they walk, and, you know, even with the Drags Realness, with the Drags Realness, the Drags Face, and those categories. And so, you know, and now while we being chopped, are we breaking it down in that genre? Because if we break it down in that genre, bitch, you know, I could sit on a panel and chop a lot of girls.
Yeah, I think that's crazy. That doesn't make any sense to me, but
I want to know. I'm asking you, Tony and Rodney and James, y'all, all of y'all icons. Yeah. So I want to know.
I think realness is realness. What do you want? Schoolboy realness, thug realness, executive realness. It's realness. So if you become legendary, just to say you're blessed to be able to walk legendary category a schoolboy for 7 to 10 years, and you get a legendary status. Is you're legendary for realness. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter which realness you came through on. It's still realness. They broke the category years ago.
The scene has totally changed. They should have stuck to that when they initially did that, because people have been deemed for certain categories. But then after a while, they kind of sort of get away from what they've been deemed for and allow them to walk other things. So if they're not going to stick to that, that's a thing of the past. Legendary realness. Realness is realness. Legend is legend. That's just how I feel about it.
Yeah, it's just too much going on. It just seems like it's a way to stop people. And it starts, it holds up the ball. Girls start arguing. Girls can have a smile on their face. Then it becomes some confusion. Next thing they're frowning. And then you got a whole different atmosphere in the ballroom. This shit is crazy. It's like, why even waste your time?
Yeah.
Being real about it. I mean, come on. We come to have fun, so let's have fun. We know it's going to be some shade. It's a ball. We know it's going to be some shade and a lot of things in real life. It is what it is. Stop thinking that ballroom is this whole completely different place from what life really is. It is shade everywhere. But when it gets out and out ridiculous, then you speak on it. But the problem is like with James, I'm going to go right back to what James said before. The girls like to talk in riddles. If you got a problem with somebody, say their fucking name and what the fuck is the issue you have with them and keep it the fuck moving. If you're going to talk, nobody got time to be sitting here piecing your puzzles together. It don't get nothing accomplished. All you get is the girls go, ooh, who's she talking about? Ooh, who's she talking about? Bitch, say who you talking about. We ain't got to go through all that.
Well, yeah, but so that's why I didn't walk. That's why I didn't walk around there because I didn't want to shut First Friday down.
Well, we're glad you didn't. We didn't want you to be banned in Philly.
I'm gonna be 100% honest with y'all. Just like I was when I was in the car and we was having this discussion, bitch. You know, I know, bitch, the girls don't see me for face, mistake. The girls don't see me for sex. They don't see me for runway. They don't see me for this, mistake, bitch. I can take a top of that, mistake, because maybe it's not my night and I ain't bring it, bitch. But one thing you're not going to deny is my motherfucking realness. I let the girls get away with it one time, mistake. It will not happen again. I'm willing to take my 6 months.
And I want to give a shout out to my house, the House of Prodigy, and Mother of Philadelphia, Lisa, for the incident that happened, for the house just being steadfast and letting it go and move on with the competition of the ball, because it could have escalated into something major and we definitely would have shut the ball down. But big shout out to Man and Lisa and Rich and Caesar them for handling it in a bigger manner and not letting that incident.
Definitely, you got to definitely get you definitely.
We thank you too, Howard. I mean, Rodney, we thank you too.
We definitely gotta give a big shout out to the legendary Lisa Prodigy, honey, Philadelphia mother. Because baby, trust and believe, baby, it would have went another way. But when they went over to Lisa and they asked her what she wanted to do, Lisa said, "I just want to battle and just get it over with, honey." But if Lisa would have gave the word, baby, trust me, baby, the Breakfast Club would have been the supper club, okay?
Well, that's not Lisa's style anyway. She's a lady.
Yeah, no, she said, no, just pay it. I just want to battle, and that's why it went on. But baby, it would have been. Oh, baby, you know I had my camera out, baby. Okay, had my iPhone ready, bitch. Okay,
and y'all would have been a world star hip hop, bitch.
Baby, yes they would have, girl.
They say yes they would have.
Baby, y'all sure would have, honey. I would have been on world star this morning, honey. Okay. Baby.
But the projects, I have to commend a lot of houses. I also commend James. A lot of these houses have calmed down. Like, they really understand what's going on, and it is what it is. Not to say that they're going to be disrespected, but they understand the game. You know what I'm saying? And they have really calmed down. I commend James for what he's done, and I commend the House of Prodigy. They just don't get into that stuff like that.
Yeah.
They just don't.
347-492, you're live on the air.
Yeah, Kelly, I'm back. I got a question. So, like, what you going to do if this lady on the panel, wherever you go to a ball, and it's calling for legendary realness, you not going to walk?
No, we don't really have to worry about that, because the only person outside of that camp, outside of the camp is James, that, you know, you see all around in the different states. So we really don't have to worry about those girls, you know, unless it's a Rumble or, you know, First Friday.
You know, she just comes across as being old, and bitter and just.
We just.
she really does because, and let me just say this, because she's old, she's bitter, she has nothing to show for herself. She needs to stop busting nuts up in them dykes and having kids, Miss Singh,
and get her mind right. Hold on. You can read her down, but don't bring my goddaughter and my brother in it, okay?
Child.
You can read her.
No, I'm just talking about in general. Child, I don't know who that is. I'm just talking in general, honey.
I'm sorry. I have to say something. I'm not protecting anyone, and if people think I am, so what? But let me explain something to you, Miss Ashley. When you have people who had a hard way to get to where they are, they tend to be hard on people. And you sound like a young lady who's been to college, and you know about these Greek organizations. People, why y'all calling out, bitch? I'm giving I'm not being shady. I'm giving examples. We understand. You got some people who go to these organizations who are loved by everybody before they get in. They have it's a walk in the park for them, so they don't take it as seriously when the next group comes behind them. But when a girl has gone through what Ashley's going through, because I was around when Ashley came out, and I know what she's been through, and you just get to the point where it's not a point of being bitter. It's a point of probably she's just to the point where she's just like, it's so many years of people bothering her to the point where she's gotten this wall up and she's just
concerned about
her situation. And you can't expect somebody to just change after 20 years of being going through a lot of stuff to get to where she is.
But she's real
no matter what.
I disagree with you.
Then you wouldn't have the study of psychology and psychosis.
Can I just say this?
Okay, go ahead.
I disagree with you on that because then, you know, she's professing that, the Lord Jesus Christ is her savior, and she don't act like Christ-like because she's one way in the ballroom scene and then another way, and you know, outside of the ballroom scene. So, you know, if I can just go there.
You know, that's just a bitter bitch that's dealing with her demons and her spirits that she got on her, and she needs to be bathed in the Christ. She needs to be bathed in the holy water.
Well, according to her, she goes to church every Sunday. Well, clearly, honey, that church or whatever, she ain't praying. She ain't doing what she need to be doing because it don't make no sense. Because if you came from a mighty long way, then why is it that you should be humble? That's one thing. She should be humble. If she had a hard life, to be honest with you, and she should have some compassion for others and stop being nasty.
I'm not saying in no way did I say that what she does is right or wrong. What I was trying to explain to people is who she is that people may not know who haven't been in the ballroom scene as long. I was just trying to give an example, or maybe you want to call an excuse or whatever. I don't find an excuse. I just want people to understand her too. Sometimes you have to understand people. I've been accused of things that is not my character, but, you know, you have to show people sometimes. You have to just say, you know what, I'm going to show them differently. I'm going to be me, but I'm going to also show that I'm not this shady bitch that everybody thinks that I am. I can be if you push me, but if not, what's the purpose of walking in a ballroom saying, oh, girl, I'm going to be nasty to a person? But everybody is different. You know what I'm saying? But I think that sometimes we as a community need to kind of open up our hearts to people. And kind of see, you know what, this person really isn't that bad if you willingly take the time and get to know them. I'm just saying, just for me.
I know what you're saying, but it just always, it comes off as if you're justifying her wrongdoing, and I understand what you're saying, but if you have, this is how I think. If I've had a rough life, you know what I'm saying, and now I've somewhat got it together, you know, why should I still be bitter and mean and nasty? I should be humble.
That's the only way they know how to be.
Her judging to me comes off like you're like so I'm going to piggyback off a little bit of a point and bringing my own twist. How she had to earn her right to be Ashley, that it took a hard, you know, took some hard work. It was no easy win. Took some losses. Took some this. Took some that. So she's not going to just let
anybody come through.
You got a fan base, or you got the commentators on the mic, or you got this and that. So she even did it to her own sister at balls. She gives Jasmine a hard way to go because she wants Jasmine to not get it because Jasmine was in with the certain girls or certain cliques, and she's been winning. And she did that. When she was on the panel judging Jasmine, she took a long time to give Jasmine a chance as well, and that's her own sister. So
yes,
it's definitely all the way across the board for Ashley.
Yeah, I definitely seen that clip, you know. But, I mean, I hope that
wait,
she,
I just
you know,
got a thing. So I just got a thing came through my inbox on Facebook. It says, how could she give Jasmine a hard way to go when Jasmine votes better than she ever did?
Well, hold on.
That clearly is a queen who only been around maybe 5 years because I remember the Ashley. I know the Ashley. Let me tell you something. This is the problem with ballrooms as well. The disrespect of people who have no clue of what history is all about. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. No ham, no cheese, no bacon. Miss Ashley was that girl. You may not see it now, and that's fine because she's an older girl. She shouldn't be running around here getting her clothes dirty. But the whole point of the matter is that, no, she was that bitch. Make no mistake. And the motherfucking ballroom was on their motherfucking feet when she hit that motherfucking floor. Respect is what respect is. If you don't like her, that's one thing. But give her respect for what she has done. That I'm not.
Well,
I cannot understand.
Well, you know what?
Hold on.
This is not for Facebook. This is not for Facebook. This is for me. Bitch, they already look dirty when she come out.
You know what? I'm gonna back up slowly out of the conversation because it looks like it's going all wrong.
But Tony, how can you talk about respect? People feed off of what they see. You know what I'm saying? So she's disrespectful
in a way. I agree with you. I'm not saying that she's not mean. I'm not saying that she doesn't come off as being a mean person. I never said that. What I'm saying is that I'm only speaking of this particular the last statement. That was definitely false by 150% because I've been there for a lot of girls to watch them bore me to death, okay? And Ashley was that bitch. It's no shade. Now, I'm not saying Jasmine cannot vote because she clearly can vote, but you sit there and say she was 1,000 times better than Ashley ever was. That is not true. Sorry.
I think she catches the beat better than Ashley does.
I think Ashley judges off exactly what she sees and what she has been seeing throughout the years. When it comes to Kelly, my honest opinion, I think it is maybe a personal issue that they have with each other. But with everybody else, when I see Ashley top, in the back of my mind, I'm looking at Saint on because I'm seeing it too. It's okay. And it's with the people who feel like they can just stay with
it. Out of your phone, Roddy, your phone went real low.
Yeah, get off the elevator.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Out of the respect of me seeing when Ashley judges sometimes, when I'm looking on the sideline, I'm like saying to myself, ooh, yes, thank you. At least somebody got them because this day was the fool. So, but for the kids, because the kids feel like they can't be shot, especially if they're on their own team, when someone's out of town comes and says, oh, this job and let me get through the team, and when Ashley has to chop them, they feel like they just. Because she's not from here, so they feel like they can say what they want to say. And that was sense to get her in her zone, in her Christ-like element, which is her character.
Ronnie, are you on the elevator?
No, I'm in the room in the back, but, you know, I have other people in the room, and they...
Well, if they listen on the radio, we're saying, what's the difference?
Mm-mm-mm.
I think the problem that people have with Ashley is not the fact that she chops them, besides Kelly. But is that the fact is that she chops them and then she gives a commentary or she gives a shady look or, you know,
right,
I think that's
right.
What rubs people the wrong way.
And it comes off as intimidation, especially for someone who's, you know, they haven't really been walking for a long time. So they see this lady face right there and it's like, okay, you know, come on, give them a chance.
Yeah, but actually, it's really harmless, though. She really is. But I understand what you're saying, though. Maybe because I've gotten to know her, and I've always liked Ashley. But, you know, I do understand what you're saying. I'm not saying that I'm disassociating myself with what you're saying. But, you know, now to attack her history, it's just not going to go down like that. Yeah,
I have one positive thing to say about her. Her hands are deadly. They are nasty. I will say that. Okay. So I will say that.
Okay. Thank you, caller. If you got anything else to say, just feel free to press 1.
Okay.
The next caller we have is 443-691. You're live on the air.
Hey, I wanted to comment on a production that you were saying turned into musicals.
Yes.
Do you think it's the judge's fault because they give the girls the 10s when they should chop them if it's not a real production?
No, it wasn't the judge's fault. I love my niece. I love my niecey down, Mother China Ebony. But once China had overturned that vote, that first vote, that first chop, it went. They just paid it after that. And that's what happened. That's what happens. That's what happens with people when you're sitting up there, the judge and either the promoter or whoever is sponsoring the cash overturns a vote, then the judges get over it and they just give the right, well, fuck it, bitch. Everybody, they just let everybody through because it makes no sense at the end of the day because the promoter or whoever's giving out the cash is going to overturn your opinion. So it's like, bitch, fuck it. Everybody gets through.
Right, and then they even said that somebody walked with no production at all, and everybody gave attention, and actually had to chop that person as well. But, you know, so they have this set panel, like they have people that they're going to use as the bait, as the pawns, to be the choppers, and the rest of people just sit there and be assholes and knowing in their mind that they want to chop too. But they want to get in the ball for free, they want to sit on the panel, they want to get the free cocktail, but they don't want to do what they were set up there to do, and that's judge a ball fairly and accordingly. But they always say, would it be the same judge on the panel? Would it be no, it's one or two that they ask because they know somebody's going to be fair. The rest of them they use for namesakes and for house sakes to buy tables and to fill up the venue.
On May 6th, do you think this should be discussed? On May 6th, on the next meeting, do you think this should be discussed too, how the judges react to people who's walking?
Yeah, yes, I think that should be discussed. And I think
why?
Just because somebody is a legend or somebody is an icon.
I think
just because somebody, in my honest opinion, I don't think just because somebody is a legend and an icon that they are qualified to sit on a panel because they've been out for 20 or 15 years.
I think they may be qualified, but maybe they should have a positive personality on the panel because the way Ashley do chop people, it come across as mean, and I know some people say it's Ashley being Ashley, but it's like, let's take it back to what Ballroom is about, people being accepted, who family turn their backs on them, and they don't need an icon treating them like that when they're trying to get their tens.
That part is agreeable, but my whole point is this. I think it goes back to your original question, and I think that way you put it now, Kelly, you can't say no. You have to blame the person giving the function. You know damn well if you got somebody who is known for doing outrageous stuff on a panel, but yet and still you still put them on the panel. Well, how is that? That ain't nobody's fault but the person that's giving the function.
Yes, I blame the person that's giving the function for definitely continuing to have them on the panel when they know that they carry on all the time. Prime example. I'd be very upset, and it's not the simple fact that she chopped me last year, Miss Sang, honey, but I'd be very upset when Jack has Tanae on the motherfucker Jonas panel. Bitch, yes, she's an icon. She did what she did back in the day, but she carries on when she sits on those fucking judges' panels.
She's not the only one, Kelly.
No, I'm just giving a prime example. But she carries on. Ashley carries on. It's a lot of people that carry on. I think you know how when
but
these
Kelly,
people.
They say you carry on.
You know, but this is what the carrying on I'm talking about this way. Yeah, I make scenes and everything, but what I'm talking about the carrying on, if y'all sit here and y'all watch American Idol, okay, these singers be singing down, honey. You do not see in the middle of them singing Mariah Carey or Nicki Minaj or any of them get up. When they're done singing, that's when they get up and they give their thing. You got these judges in the middle of these people performing up out their chair, jumping all over the place. I think that's horrible and that's ridiculous.
That's not
true. But America.
What made American Idol the number one show in America was Simon's faces, expressions, was Simon's looks. When the people start off, he's going to dig the camera go right to Simon. That was made the show. That is Ashley of the ballroom. Her face, her expression, or lack of expression is what makes Ashley Ashley when she's on the panel. And people like some excitement coming from that side of the fence, as well as the person like, they know when somebody's not doing what they're supposed to do, and how horrible. She will say,
Rodney, you have to look, Rodney, it's totally two different, Rodney, what you just said.
I just said, Rodney, because, Rodney, when somebody's up there singing, yes, Simon can give his facial expression because it's only that person up there singing by themselves. When you got two people out there voguing and you got judges up out their seat, bitch, and they going up with other person, that makes you feel like, why am I even out here even trying?
Oh, yeah,
and they're not, they already
that.
Know who they was.
Yeah, I do agree with that. When they're competing against each other, you want me to give them a chance. Both people already got a chance. And you know who you're going to vote for, you should sit there. And maybe if somebody do something that's critical or you feel like this, you might do a little But, yeah, getting up, jumping around, and beating the tape, I do think that's excessive. I do think that. I definitely think that.
Yeah, but thank you, caller, for calling in. Hold on, we have other callers. Hold on, let me go back up to my list. Hold on, we got another caller. The next caller we have is a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yeah, this is my big kind of hard life that Ashley had. I was out there catwalking in the cornfield. You want to talk about a hard life. That's what I was doing. Catwalking in the goddamn plantation.
I'ma fuck you up, Maya. It was good seeing you on Friday.
Yes.
Yeah.
I need to put me on hub.
Thank you, Maya. The next caller we have is 347-278. You're live on the air.
What up? It's your boy Tom, Brooklyn. What's going on,
Brooklyn?
First, give a shout out to all my homies down in the chat room. But I'm saying, I haven't been that much in the scene except for, I guess, watching shit from ballroom throwbacks and stuff like that. But I want to know, how much worse is Ashley from Kelly? I mean, I love Kelly. She give me what I want and all that stuff like that. But a lot of things, I guess y'all could fault Ashley for, can people can fault Kelly for.
We
so,
just told her that.
I'm trying to figure out what much more is Ashley doing aside from going off on the panel that has everybody so much at her, like she is just the worst thing ever. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm just trying to understand.
So, Carla, give me an example.
Oh,
what are you talking about, Carla? Put Kelly on the judge's panel and Ashley on the judge's panel. Give me an example.
Well, I'm saying I haven't seen too much of her being on the panel except for some of the videos where I see people.
Okay, well, you haven't seen too much of her being on the judge's panel. You haven't seen a lot of me being on the judge's panel. So give me an example of Kelly on the judge's panel versus Ashley.
Not on the judge's panel, but I've seen you on video where it's like, come on. You're around the same age I am, and it's like some of the things you do and say is a little bit too much.
Some of the things you do and some of the things I do, I have explained this numerous a time. When the camera comes on,
okay.
It's not okay because you said Kelly and Ashley does the same thing. It's not the same thing because when the camera turns on, I'm a personality behind the camera, and it's only a personality. And Rodney is on the phone to contest. Tony is on the phone to contest. When that camera is off, I am nothing. When that camera is off, I am nothing the way how I am at a ball or on behind that camera. I am no way in shape or form that same person.
And I'm sure when she's not on the panel, she's not the same person as she is when she's on the panel. So I mean,
but you're talking about myself behind the, doing a job on the camera, judging. Now you can't compare what I'm doing in ballroom throwback. You cannot compare that to what Ashley does on the judges panel. It's no comparison. Now if you want to say Ashley does the same,
I'm talking about you as far as how people are seeing you from the outside.
You're gonna make a statement saying Kelly and Ashley does the same thing on the judges panel.
I didn't say judges panel because I haven't seen you on the panel that much. But
then you can't compare what I'm doing behind the camera and what Ashley does on the judges panel. We're talking about what Ashley doing on the judges panel, not what Ashley has done on the camera.
Basically
that's like getting grapes with oranges, baby. It's no comparison.
Hey, y'all basically say she acts a fool when she on the panel sometimes. And
yes.
I say when I've seen you on video and stuff, you act a fool. So I'm trying to figure
out.
And that's my job
is to act a fool on the judge's on the camera. That's my job. It's my job to act the fool when I come on this radio show. But it's my job to act professional as a motherfucking judge when I go and I judge.
But some of the things I've seen you do.
It's not the same thing, and you're beating a dead horse. You're never going to win with me because it's not the same thing.
You can end it and say it's a dead horse if you want because it's your show, and when you're ready to.
No, I'm not going to end it. Why would I end it? We're having a debate, but you're never going to win because it's not the same thing. It's no comparisons.
Well, I'm just saying that I have seen you do things that are just like a little bit too far for somebody. Above 35. I don't know exactly how old you are. I'm 36. I don't know how old you are, but I believe you're about my age.
You might think it's too far, and a lot of other people might think it's too far, but all the thousands of views and all the comments and everything that I get from everybody else, they love it.
And I'm sure it's the same for Ashley. I'm sure there's a lot of people that go up for her.
No, it's not.
For you and the majority of other people that are calling in or hosting, co-hosting and stuff like that, it seems like every other thing said is like, Ashley.
Have you been listening? Because Nobody said anything.
I said most of the people.
Actually, the panelists that's on the phone have been agreeing with her. It's the callers that's calling in and the people that's walking these balls that don't agree with the things that she's doing. Everybody else is sitting here and they're defending her. So what show have you been listening to? I guess you've been listening to the Milan show.
I may have gotten confused with some of the callers for some of the co-hosts because I don't.
Yeah.
That would happen
when you think you're listening to one of those other shows when they don't stay on track.
Well, this is the only show I tune into Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So other than that, I'm not sure.
And you know why you continue to tune into this show on Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays? Because all the shit that me, myself, and the rest of the cast members on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays that we do, we crush the other competitions, so they like what we're doing.
It's definitely informative and definitely entertaining. I've learned a lot just from listening to you guys, so I'm definitely not taking nothing taking nothing from y'all. And I would love to meet you, Kelly, just on some cool shit. Just to, see what's up with you. But for real, I really just don't understand how much work.
Well, you got a New York. You got a New York number. You should come out to Vogue Nights tonight. And everybody and all the dramatic.
I'm on the corner now waiting to go in there. I was just listening to the radio show. I'm about to go in there tonight.
Okay, well, I'll be on my way to Vogue Nights in another half an hour. And everybody out there that want to come out and Vogue. And everybody out there that want to come out and Vogue in the name of my motherfucking legendary motherfucking sister, Miss motherfucking Alora, Miss Thing, come out and Vogue in her name tonight at Vogue Nights, honey, and get that cash.
Well, I appreciate y'all listening to me, and I'll see you later, Kelly.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hold on, we got another caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Was that a live question?
Yes, Grandma.
Yeah, I want to send a shout out to the House of Fellas. And since you just don't get on here for the next 25 minutes, can we get Ashley Boots on there? God damn it, hell. I know she listened to this show. Somebody call her.
Well, I don't know. She usually calls in on Tuesday nights.
Oh, she don't never call in here on Monday time.
No, she comes on with Jason and London and the girls.
Oh, shit. All right then, baby. Go on, put me back on mute.
Okay. Oh, no, we got another caller. 443-509, you're live on the air.
Listen.
443-509, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Girl, I swear to God, I'm still mad for Amaya. Some of that bitch me catwalking in the plantation.
Now, baby, y'all girls are key, honey.
Put me back on hold. I swear to God, I forgot I had to say again.
Honey, okay.
Baby, I want to give a big shout out. To my girlfriend, Miss Laura Spears, Miss Thang. Definitely got to give her a big shout out in the motherfucking chat room, baby, for definitely shaking the tables with these girls, Miss Thang, and everything, Miss Thang. Miss Laura Spears be on her beat, Miss Thang. So, bitch, y'all girls better watch, honey. Watch
your
back.
She do be on her beat, though. She do be on her beat.
Miss Laura Spears be on her shit, Tony. She don't take no shit from none of these girls, Miss Thang. And I want to give a big shout out. I'm going to give a big shout out to that ugly queen, Miss Thang, from motherfucking Vegas, Miss Thang, that called my mother an ape today in the chat room. I want to give a big shout out to him for calling my mother an ape, Miss Thang, and calling me fat, Miss Thang, when, bitch, he got all those motherfucking big ass fucking Teletubbies in his family.
I miss your mother. She don't like no ape.
Yeah, I know, but the boy told me the ape pussy that I came out of, bitch, that I need to go crawl back up into the ape pussy that I came out in, bitch. And I keep telling these motherfucking bitches, baby, honey, baby, if you see me, bitch, and you see my brothers and sisters, bitch, we don't even look alike, bitch, okay, because they all skinny, bitch.
Don't.
I'm the only fat bitch, okay?
No, y'all don't, baby. Your brother is the baby daddy.
Your brother is
Girl. Baby, Miss Alexis, keep it cute, okay? Okay, keep it cute, Miss Sega. Stay away from my brothers, okay?
Kelly, you know there's also a ball in Indianapolis.
I know. It was a ball in Indianapolis. Marcus, if you out there, Marcus, can you come and tell us about the ball in Indianapolis, Miss Sega?
Speak like you got some life in your voice if you call in.
What, Tayana?
Or Tayana, please tell us about the ball in Indianapolis, honey. And, you know, I need to get the tea on what happened at the ball. So, Tayana and Marcus made it to the ball in Indianapolis, and Andre made it to the ball in Indianapolis. But what happened to all of y'all last weekend at TJ's ball?
And Vengeance, if you were there, call in.
Yes, call in, honey. We want to get the eat on what happened in Indianapolis, honey. I need to eat, honey.
They
paid
the ball like you paid it last year, girl.
What'd you say?
They paid it like you paid it last year. You only went this year because you were supposed to get you a coin.
Oh, well, baby, Arnie, strange thing.
Yeah, Miss Kelly, why he not in the house no more? What's the tea? What happened? What's going on?
Why he not in the house anymore? He's not in the house anymore because his lack thereof and how disrespectful he was. And then he sat there and continued to lie. And then his whole team that came up on the show and lied for him when the last actual in the mix came out and we was all in the car, and he gave the right 9:30 tomorrow with the red carpet with Alexis Snow and Kelly Mizrahi, bitch, but I was never hired or any of that stuff. And so, you know, when that came out, I tagged him and Vonna and Fat Cat in it that was all defending him, but I never got a response back from any of them, but they all been on Facebook, and they all seen it and everything, but I never got a response back from none of them, and I was just gagging, but they all had so much to say when they was on the show on Tuesday that he said I wasn't hired and all of this stuff, but now we have actual proof it coming out of his mouth twice, but none of them respond back when the video is posted up, but I thank them. I thank them because now we know that anything that comes out of their mouth, we have to triple check anything that comes out of their mouth because they now labeled as liars.
Well, who's his team?
Huh?
Who's his team?
Amaya, Fat Cat, and himself, because they all said, you know, that he said that I wasn't and I wasn't this and I wasn't that, but then you have it clear on tape. He said in the aftermath when he tried to jump in my face, he said Kelly wasn't hired at first. So that means Kelly wasn't hired at first. Kelly was hired second. But then, and you have when he picked me up from the train station and was dropping me off at my hotel, he gave the very 9:30 tomorrow night red carpet with Alexis Snow and Mother Kelly Mizrahi. So what was it? And I posted it up, and nobody responded back to anything, to my post or anything, and I wonder why. Everybody responded back when they was on the show. Oh, he said when we was in the car that you wasn't hired and you wasn't this. But the whole weekend that I was in Ohio, I never was in the car. He said I, me, him, and Fat Cat was in the car. I was never in the car with Fat Cat the whole weekend that I was there. But none of them responded back, so we know they all liars. So, you know, it is what it is. But I ain't mad about the situation, because whatever he was going to give me, I came home and I made that, honey. So a bitch is all right.
And I'm still making it. It's tax time.
Kelly, you sound like you're becoming an old bitter bitch, girl.
No, I'm not old. I am old, bitch, but I never been a bitch.
Old bitter queen.
I'm not old. I'm old. Yeah, I am old, but not bitter.
I'll put y'all on hold for a minute, Kelly. I'm not going anywhere. I just got to put you on mute.
Yeah, but, you know, we going out to the Olympics tonight, honey. We going to chop it up for Laura tonight.
Mm-hmm. So have y'all talked on the show about Jason making it on Shakira's team?
Jason who?
With
oh,
Leah.
I didn't. Tony, please, Tony, I didn't watch it yet, Tony.
Well, no, this is what's going on. You don't see his performance, but you see that he made Shakira's team, so he is going to be on The Voice. So when they do the
round,
he didn't
show his performance on TV.
No, they just showed that he made it. They just show her team. But what they do show, what you will see is when they do the what they call it, the fight round, which I think starts either tomorrow or next week. So he will be on. You will see him.
Well, good. Well, I didn't miss it, so I watch it when I come home. But big shout outs to Jason Miyake Mugler for definitely making Shakira's team, baby. I hope he definitely do go far, Mister.
And that comes on Monday nights. That comes on Monday and Tuesday nights. So we're going to do just like we did with, what the fuck was that team name again? It's no shade, bitch. It's been so long, I forget. We're going to do the same thing we did for Vogue Evolution, Miss Saint. Come together as a community, Miss Saint. And girls, and we are going to vote for Jason to take and win that motherfucking show, Miss Saint. Okay?
Ooh.
Babe, why you say like that, Tony? You don't think the girls are gonna come together?
If y'all say something negative about them, yeah, they'll come together.
No,
come
we don't need
anything positive. I'm not saying to do something like that. I'm just going by what I noticed about the girls. That's it. That's all I'm saying. You know, this is
something
positive.
I want the girls nowhere.
It's not on no post, nowhere, no time, no how, no soon, no way. I'm gonna understand that this man is doing something positive. And he's from our community, and nobody's speaking about it. All the girls got something to say, but nothing about that. And that's
no, I see it because I follow him. I follow him on Instagram and on Twitter and on his Facebook page. I seen it last week when he posted it up that he was going to be on Monday or Tuesday on the Voice. And so I've been paying for the last week when he posted it up on Monday. I went straight through because I was looking for him on Monday. I went straight through because I was looking for him on Tuesday, honey. I ain't watching tonight, baby, but you told me that he's on the team, but they didn't show his
performance. Yeah, he's on the team. He's on, if you have Verizon, I don't know.
I've been paying it. I just want to see him. I just want to see him sing. I love him, and I'm definitely going to be a big honey. I'm definitely going to support him. And
yeah.
I think everybody out there in the boardroom scene need to support him, too, and not try to bring him down like y'all do everybody else.
Yes, don't go looking for nothing. Let
yeah,
because
you know
it.
How the girls are. Hold on. Private caller, you live on the air? Private caller?
Yes.
Yes, Maya.
Yeah, and I just wanted to say the bitch Laura Spears could have spoke to me when I got on the first time.
Oh. But Laura's not on the phone, so how could she speak to you?
Oh, shit, she's on the line.
Oh, she is?
Yes, I love her.
She's talking about me.
They talking about you and Jardine's reading session this weekend. Thank you, Maya, for bringing it up. I forgot all about that.
Can we talk about that?
Alexis, how do you feel that Jardine's going around and she's slandering your name, saying that you're Laura Spears?
Well, I'm Laura. Can I just clear something up, Alexis, before you answer that? I thought Laura Spears was Milan, so how has it become you?
First, according to Johnny, he says it's both of us. I don't know.
Oh, it's both of you. That's what you say when you don't have a feasible answer.
That's what she said. If you read the post, that's what she said.
No, not you. Not you, girl.
Oh.
Pay attention. Because last I read it, it was Milan the whole time. And then now I'm just learning that it's you. So
I'm not the one that, she said maybe I'm not the one saying the fear stuff or some shit. But, I mean, I don't care. Just let them say the fuck they want to do. They're going to do it anyway.
Because she was at your door, sister. I gagged when I seen
that's
that.
Fine. She ain't the only bitch. She can take a number and stand in line with the rest of them.
Yeah, y'all better leave my sister alone, mistake, okay, baby?
No, everybody shouldn't leave Miss Alexis alone. I'm going to be on her neck, bitch, real bad, because she's doing something positive, and she need to get all this negative energy up out of her. I'm going to be on her motherfucking neck. Post something else stupid. I'll be right there knocking on your door.
You know all my answer. I've learned that from people like you. I don't mind answering.
Baby. And I don't understand, Miss Day. I be gagging at these girls. I really do. Honey, hold on. I'm popping my eyes in right now. Hold on, y'all.
What color you going to be tonight?
Uh-huh.
What color?
I'm gray tonight.
Okay. Ooh.
I'm gray tonight. I don't understand what these girls mistake. How the fuck, mistake? They say they read down mistake, and then the group is just so negative mistake, and they taking themselves out the group mistake, and then a couple of weeks later mistake, these girls wind up back in the group mistake. Like, I don't understand. Ms. Johnny said she was taking herself out of the group, but she ain't want nothing to do with it, Miss Thing. And then I gagged. I see a post from Miss Alexis to her at my sister.
And like I said, she could stand in line with the rest of the old bitter bitches.
But she would definitely be all right. Hold on, we got another caller. 347-492, you're live on the air.
Yes, Kelly. Someone said in the chat room, they said, Kelly, you're not going to talk about Andre Mizza giving away status in at a mini ball in Indianapolis.
I can't see the chat room. Girls, my computer is in the shop until tomorrow or Wednesday when they give it back. I'm working on an iPad. Only thing I can see is the switchboard. And I don't know anything about Indianapolis. That's why I asked Marcus or Tiana to come on the show and tell us what happened, because we was not there, so I don't know what happened in Indianapolis.
Mm. Oh, so what is this when it comes to Allura? What do they have to bring it like her, or is the whole ball like?
No, I think they have to Vogue in the name of Allura tonight. It's dramatic performance is the grand prize at Vogue Nights.
Oh, for how much?
I think it's $300. I think it is.
Mm, okay.
Yeah, it's $300.
I hope they bring it.
Okay, yes, the bitches better bring it, honey, because, baby, Allura Vogue down, honey, okay?
Yes, she did. She really did.
So I'll be on my way to go see that, honey. Hold on. We got some other callers. Let's see what they might have to talk about Indianapolis, if so. Hold on. The next caller we have is 989-295. You're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly, Tony, Rodney, Alexis, everybody else on the phone. This is Eric.
Hey, what's up,
Eric?
No,
Kelly, I didn't go to the ball. I've been under the weather. But I had to touch one because I also had heard what the caller had said, so I checked on it. Andre did not give out status in Indianapolis. It was not Andre who did that. There are two people, two pioneers of Chicago who were at the ball. Dinky Andromeda.
Who were they named?
Gentry, Andromeda, Tony, you and I talked about this a while ago. Gentry, Andromeda, and Percy Ultra Omni. Those are the ones who gave out the status to Marlo Visu. I think it's Visu or Anthony. I'm not sure what house Marlo is in and out of Chicago, but they gave him legendary always. But you know, it's not that.
No, you can't say it's not. You can't say it's not that deep.
No, I was just correcting the fact that it was not Andre.
It was not Andre, but the girls are still giving out statuses. She won't get recognized, honey. She'll be a local.
Right. Well, it doesn't stand. There's issues with that. There's issues with the OA individuals in the Midwest. So, you know, it's not that for him. It's not his time yet. That's my opinion. And,
I got to do an apology, too. Oh, I'm sorry. Where Rodney at? I need to do it publicly. Where he at?
Rodney put us on hold.
I guess I won't get this.
I'm back. What's up?
Oh, shit. He's back.
Well, Rodney, I have to apologize to you because you took one for the team about that legendary status in Chicago, and it came out who was the real culprit. So I just want to let you know. I know I apologized to you on the phone, but I'm going to apologize to you publicly because let you know that I'm sorry. I didn't have your back, Ms. Singh. You know, you're my son, but you know you try it sometimes. But, you know, I want to apologize. It wasn't you at all. I know we know who it was, so just letting you know that a public apology.
And that's I heard somebody old way and someone else come back to the phone. What happened?
Legend. They made a new
legend. It's old way. What happened?
Yeah, Rodney, they made a new legend.
Yeah, they better stop playing. And then somebody say Andre did and Andre didn't. What happened?
No, they said it wasn't Andre. They said it was some other queen. At first they said it was Andre, but then it was some other queen. It wasn't Andre.
Am I still on?
Yeah.
What happened was is that the person, Percy, Gentry, one of the two. Yeah, it's me, Rodney.
Hey, Eric, how'd you?
Hey, I said hi to you earlier when you were on hold.
Oh, okay.
The person, Percy, called Andre to the stage, and Andre just stood there, and he gave out his plaques or certificates or whatever, and that's what happened at the function. I spoke with Opie and Damon earlier, which was Opie's ball, because I received a phone call from somebody, and I wanted to verify what happened in that situation. So, and because they were the person that I spoke with was given this information, so I called to verify that it was not Andre who gave out that status to Marlo.
Oh, so it was just Marlo that received legendary old way?
Right.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
Who is Marlo?
Exactly. So that's where it goes.
Who are the people that are DJ?
Right, I don't even know those names. Who are those people?
Well, I know those people's names. Those are pioneers. They're the pioneers of Chicago. They actually put a video of them from like the early 90s in the Ballroom Council so that we would know who they were. But I'm just kind of lost to the fact that, you know, they wouldn't respect the fact that there's now some in place.
What were their names?
Andromeda and Percy Ultra Omni. It used to be Percy Ultra Omni and Gentry Andromeda.
Oh, well, that's probably why that's probably why Kenny was going to call him earlier today. Your chance, or Ken, I do want to apologize for that. Wasn't she? I got to New York and got busy. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know who won and walked the ball and all the other stuff in Indianapolis. I kind of called it to get the beats on the ball just to see who walked and won, but I didn't get any of that information. I just got the drama.
I'm going to get myself together, Kelly, so I'll see you in a minute.
The bitches better bring it because the legend is in the building.
Kelly, what is Laura talking about Jason and Amaya? Somebody's supposed to be she's supposed to be fighting Jason. What is she talking about?
Amaya said on the show, when Jason did what he did last week, and then the girls start bringing Amaya pictures in the room, Amaya said that that the girls just got Jason beat.
Oh, I miss a lot.
Yeah, so that's what was about.
Mm-hmm.
They put up her picture in the group and said, "Who is this realness with a twist?" And she was seeing the pictures. They took different pictures of her, and she gave the right now since y'all girls want to try it. Y'all just got Jason beat. Why you hooing like that? What is your thoughts on the whole situation?
I don't even know what be going on half the time unless somebody tagged me in it. I'd be lost and sauce.
They can't take her. They can't take my girlfriend, Miss Laura, honey. She be on her shit mistake. She gets her beat mistake. That's one thing I can say about that bitch mistake. You knock on her door, Miss Thing, bitch. She knocked back.
She definitely open it. She gonna open it, bitch.
She definitely, yeah, she definitely has been opening the girl's door, Miss Thing. So your girls need to, check yourself, Miss Thing, before you wreck yourself. Because Miss Laura just might hurt you. Miss Thing, I don't see this bitch make three bitches bow out the group, Miss Thing. Bitch, okay? The girls don't want to play with that lady no more. Hold on, we have more callers. Oh, hold on. Amaya, you're live on the air.
Hey, how are you?
I'm finding yourself.
I'm good. I just heard my name, so I just wanted to see what was going on.
Oh, Laura Spears is talking about when you said you was going to be Jason.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to my time, and I said what I said. I'm not taking it back either.
Steph is like, oh, yeah.
Hey, everybody on the show. I don't know who was
going.
I just heard.
It's me, Alexis.
Everybody.
Me, Alexis, and Tony.
Hey, Ma. How are you?
What's up? What's going on, Jeff? Bitch, you came on and said, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you didn't say nothing like, oh, really? I don't know about that. Yeah. Girl. Not yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. I'm here.
I know what I said.
Did you go to Indianapolis this weekend?
Huh?
Did you go to Indianapolis this weekend?
No, I had a situation. I couldn't make it. But I definitely heard that it was, I guess, an experience.
Oh.
I shout out to my region for having a function, I guess, and finishing.
Ooh.
Somebody just sent a message on Facebook, and they said, so you're a mother of a chapter, and you're sending threats to the girls?
I can do what I want to. That's because of being an adult. My title has nothing to do with anything.
Y'all heard her, honey, okay?
I'm over 30 years old. I can do what I want to do. As long as I respect my house, it's not going to be at a ball or at a function. So as long as I respect people's venues and I respect their time and their money, whatever I do on my off time is my off time.
So when do you expect to see Jason outside of a motherfucking ball if he decides to come to one?
I don't have to see another ball. I know what city she lives in.
Oh, so you's a ball, bitch, Mister. You giving one of my teas, Mister. You taking it to the girls' backyard?
Yeah, I'm not going to mess up anybody's function. Because, I mean, I won't worry about the mess up anything that I had going on. But I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. I don't take back words. I say what I say, and I want to complete my mission, whether it's tomorrow, next year, or in 2 years.
But, Miss Say, these girls and these messages that they sent over on Facebook, they said, how dare you threaten somebody looking like a realist with a twist?
You absolutely correct. I had a bad picture. If you search the pictures all the other time, I'm a girl. Everybody has a bad picture, and I can definitely admit that it was a bad picture. I can give a fuck less, though. Read the picture, say what you want to about it, but every day and night, bitch, I'm a motherfucking girl. Bitch, no one called me runners with a twist, but you motherfucking naughty-ass faggot.
Oh, hold on, Amaya. Stay right there with us. We got another caller. 347-492. You're back on the air, baby.
Yes. Hey, Amaya.
I'm here. You get me every week. I'm here.
Yes. Yes. You know, child, you're too grown for all of this. You know how Jason is, child. I mean, you really going to go after that lady like that?
I just keep my promises.
Oh, my God.
She's not the only person I promised something to, though. That's the only thing that they're talking about.
I would like
and we can
to,
be girlfriends
like...
afterwards. I'm just going to learn to keep my name and keep myself out of your mouth. I don't care for the girls, so I don't need nobody sending for me.
And you know Amaya Jasmine's going to be very upset about this. You know, her cast members
Jasmine,
having beef
with... Jasmine, my sister,
she'll
have to understand that it's grown folks' business. She's an adult, and she has her qualms with people, too. She's my sister, and I'll discuss it with her.
Amaya, you are something else, girl.
Yeah.
Oh.
You get me every week, but it's going to be okay.
I love you, honey. You are something else.
I love
Michelle.
You too.
Alexis, what's going on?
Lovely.
I'm sure Jason's going to have something to say. If not tonight, then tomorrow.
He should have something to say. He has a whole platform on Tuesday night to read me, to call me on top of me and boys, minutes with a slip, to put pictures up of me. He has a lot of room to do everything because he has an entire platform. And I respect that. Mm-hmm. Like, I have a platform to say what I want to say.
You're right.
Baby, I want y'all girls out here fighting.
Shut the fuck up, bitch.
I want y'all girls out here fighting.
Kelly, you got your motherfucking nerve.
Well,
you better bring your hair up on a bitch, as we can see.
Girl, I'm a Christian.
Miss Kelly, that wasn't you in with the telephone booth by the bank.
No, that wasn't me, Tony. That was my twin brother.
Oh, okay.
Listen, your twin brother, Tim Queen.
Lord, I'm gonna tell y'all this. Kelly is a Gemini. Kelly is nice and Kelly is sweet, okay? Kelly will take all the shit in the motherfucking world until Kelly gets fed up. When Kelly gets fed up, bitch, the brother comes out and he wrecks shop. Kelly doesn't fight.
What's the brother's name?
Kelly.
Just tells you.
You know what the mother. You know what the brother name is, bitch. Act like you don't know.
Yeah,
oh,
really
yes, Miss
Kelly.
I'm going out with my little short, little blonde, little duo tonight.
Oh, geez. Please not the T-Boss cut.
Why?
Not the T-Boss cut with a long side piece of sleeve.
No, I got this. I got this new little cut I got this new little cut that I'm sporting here tonight, Miss Dang, honey. You know, and I'm out. I'm out tonight, honey. Sport out with my veggie cut little dude, Miss Dang.
It's gonna be 78 degrees in New York tomorrow.
It sure is, and it's going to be 78 tomorrow, and it's going to be 80 on Wednesday.
Yes,
I
was.
It was
kind
of like that yesterday, too, 74.
Rodney, what time are you leaving tomorrow?
Huh?
I'm talking Rodney. Oh, she hung up, that's right. Because I was going to tell her I was going to stop by a hotel as I come from the gym.
Baby, yes, honey. I'm going to have my 32 inches back in tomorrow.
Kelly, the girl said that you're bipolar. They think you're bipolar.
I'm bipolar. Yes, I am.
That makes
I'm bipolar.
10th degree.
Baby, please.
Have you been diagnosed with that?
You don't need no diagnosis, bitch. We can see and hear.
Oh my God, is this over yet?
They should know. All the girls already know that I'm bipolar, Miss Thing. I sit here and I read down on Monday night, Miss Thing. I go crazy on the video.
You don't act like that in private, though. You don't act like that in private.
I knew you was mental health when you made that video. You said, Kelly McCloy is a nice person. Only when I'm false do I come out and be bad. But then a few weeks later, you was like, fag, cunt. Kim Queen, drag queen, you try it, I will knock you.
I'm bipolar, but saying I'm schizophrenic. I got multiple personalities.
Is that where the content's coming at?
Yeah. I have multiple personalities, bitch, honey. If you send for her, she will come.
Ooh.
Oh,
God, schizo, Lord.
Make sure there's no fights tonight.
Oh, baby, I got time to be fighting. Ooh, I ain't got time to be fighting nobody. Ooh, hey. Okay. Can everybody, we about to get up out of here. Can everybody say their goodnights? Because we about to, wait, hold on. Let me check and make sure we ain't got no phone. I'm not even by the iPad, honey. Just drop my back to my ear, right? Oh, no, we ain't got no more callers. So can everybody say goodnight, honey, because we about to get up out of here.
Goodnight.
I'm going to bed.
Okay.
Y'all be good.
I am the legendary
Kelly
Ms. Rahi. I love y'all all for loving me, whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you definitely do go into. Please make sure you do practice safe sex because the life you save will be your own. Don't forget to definitely tune in tomorrow night for Jason London and the whole Tiffany, Mark, Enrique, J-Rock, Michi, and the whole Tea Party cast will definitely be live on the air to definitely have a kiki with you and throw a party. And don't forget on Wednesday night, my legendary icon sister, see and founder Jasmine Couture definitely presents this State of Emergency show. Definitely tune into it. If you love the negative, you'll definitely love the positive. I love you all for loving me, and have a good night. And we're going to take you away with our commercials.
Erica Kane Mizrahi presents Definition of a Diva for Hollywood. Cash categories include female figure realness for 100, Femme Queen Perfect 10, 150. Open to All Runway for 250. Open to All Sex Siren, 250. Realness with a Twist, $250 plus a $5 pot. And grand prize, Female Figure Performance for $1,200 plus a $10 pot. That's the Definitions of a Diva for Hollywood. Hosted by Erica Kane Mizrahi. The location, Hickory House, 2420 South 4th Street, Louisville, Kentucky. $25 before 1 a.m. $30 all night after. Doors open at 12 a.m. LSS at 1 a.m. Tables, $100 in advance. No liquor. $150 with liquor. At the door, $150 with no liquor. Your MCs for the evening are the icon Jack Mizrahi and legendary Kevin Prodigy. For more information and host hotel rates, please visit the event page on Facebook, May 11th, or contact Erica Kane Mizrahi directly. Definitions of a Diva for Hollywood. The legendary House of Escada presents Mission Possible House Ball, April 13th, 2013, in Dallas, Texas. Every single category is for cash. Grand prize, runway for $1,000. Mini grands include Butch Queen Legendary Performance for $500. Butch Queen Trilogy, Face, Body, and Realness for $500. Fem Queen Trilogy, Face, Body, and Realness for $500. Sex Siren for $500. Open to All Performance for $500. 60 Seconds of Fame Performance, Sing, Dance, or Lip Sync for $250. This will be an early event, with doors opening at 6 p.m. and LSS starting promptly at 7 p.m., followed by Grand March. Admission to this event is $30. Tables are $100 if purchased by April 1st, $150 afterwards. Free admission given to everyone tested, and the house or family with the most members tested receives $1,000. Second place house or family receives $500, sponsored by Abounding Prosperity. The icons, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, will be on the mic. The location, the luxurious Dallas Informant Building, located at 1950 North Stemmons Freeway in Dallas, Texas. Please contact Father Danny Escada for questions, for host hotel info, or for table purchases at 972-370-6473. Or the overall Father Neiman Marcus Escada via Facebook at Marcus Fox. Also, visit the event page on Facebook, Escada Mission Possible House Ball, for detailed information. Overall Father Tony Petrucci and Mother Kiki Carson presents the first annual Western New York People's Choice Awards Ball. There's no biz like showbiz.
Mini grams include 250 Butch Queen Face, the extraterrestrial. 500 open to all performance, the showstopper. 500 Butch Queen Runway, Junkyard Wars. 500 Team Sex Siren, Sports Couple of the Year. 500 Female Figure Face, the leading lady. 1,500 Butch Queen Realness with a Twist, Artist of the Century, as well as $1,000 to the house with the most points. The first annual Western New York People's Choice Awards Ball. There's no biz like showbiz. Saturday, April 27th at 8:30 p.m. Location, the Holiday Inn, Buffalo Downtown, 620 Delaware Avenue, Buffalo, New York. Admission, $20. Tables, $100. This ball has been created for the people, by the people. Hosted by Mother and Father WNY, Mother Kiki Carson, and overall Father Tony Pachotti. For any details and information, contact Kiki Carson and Tony Pachotti on Facebook or visit the event page for detailed information.